This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the stripe by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits. And Aiden Chappie had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit 125 going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's a wonderful day for high school baseball. State championship game, Division 4, here from Akron at Canal Park. Rushi Raiders against Berlin Highlands Hawks. And Berlin Highland comes in with a mark of 29-1, ranked number one in the state in the last baseball coaches poll. Rushi, number five in Ohio, and the defending state champs, but slight underdogs, believe it or not, here in this game today. First pitch upcoming around one. I'm Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing alongside. Luke Cronenberg is with us in the booth, along with Craig Fissinger. Craig is the Human Resource Manager at Superior Aluminum. You've heard him on the Fish Report describing Rushi games. He is the father of Ross Fissinger, who pitches and plays left field for Rushi. And we'll be chatting amongst ourselves here over the next few minutes. The weather, fantastic. Least amount of smoke and haze in the air this week on this afternoon. The temperature could top out 81, 82 degrees. Again, like every day this week, a slight breeze coming in from left field. I'm looking at the flags. Yeah, the wind might be blowing out just a smidgen here today. It's been coming in all week long, and it's been real challenging for hitters to knock the ball in between the outfielders into the gaps. First game played here today was a Division I state championship game won by Cincinnati Moeller over Olentangy Orange by a final score of 4-1. There are two state championship games to follow this one at 4 o'clock and at 7 o'clock in Divisions 2 and 3. By the way, Dayton Chaminade has been beaten. Washington Courthouse has been beaten. And we've got a 16-14 team still alive. Ontario playing for a state title later on today. Rushi Raiders have given up just one run, believe it or not, in the last four tournament games. Going back to the district championship, a 6-0 win over Miami Valley Christian. That was a one-hit gem by today's starter, Braylon Cordonier. A 4-0 win in eight innings over Sugar Grove Burn Union. 4-1 triumph over South Charleston Southeastern in the regional championship game. And then, of course, 2 days ago, the terrific 1-0 eight-inning victory over St. Henry. Rushi had four hits in that game, two coming in the eighth. A bunt single by Jude Counts. And then Xavier Flippo, the winning pitcher, who threw his second shutout of the regional and state tournaments, lined a single to right. That spelled the difference. Xavier Flippo, the hero of that state semifinal win by Rushi over St. Henry. The club from Berlin Highland has scored double digits in 13 of 30 games this year. That's right. 13-0 wins twice in the sectional tournament, a 13-1 win in the district, an 11-1 win in the district, and a 13-1 win in the regional semifinal before ousting Morristown White Oak, the number two team in the state in the regional championship, 8-0. Something's got to give. Rushi's pitching and fine defense against this robust offensive attack of Berlin Highland here today. As I mentioned, Braylon Cordonier pitches for Rushi. Braylon, the outstanding sophomore, a great season for him, 45 innings. He has allowed just five walks. He and Xavier Flippo combining for 10 walks on the year. 0.92 ERA for Braylon, 6-1 by way of record. Big 6'5", Will Schlabaugh starts for Berlin Highland. He tops out in the upper 80s. He's got some kind of a speedball. He is unbeaten on the campaign. He strikes out about three hitters every two innings, does walk about five or six a game. That's his Achilles heel. Rushi needs to be patient and make sure that Schlabaugh is throwing strikes here today for Berlin Highland. Right now, down below, the Rushi Raiders are taking some infield practice as we bring in Bryant Billing. Wow, Bryant, this is unbelievable. Rushi Raiders seem to overcome every obstacle, tight games one after another, last year in the tournament, this year in the tournament. It's a club that knows how to win, and it's based on experience. It's still a young team this year, but all these young men have played together in a few different sports for quite a few seasons, and it's paying off.
Big game experience is not something either the Raiders lack today at all. You have the several players, the five starters on the basketball team, the first guy off the bench on the basketball team, who were part of a state run there, and as Coach Filippo pointed out last week, they have went state to state to state in three consecutive seasons. That's something very hard to do, and especially considering they were playing, I think, March 17th, 18th, something like that was the date of the state semifinal in basketball at UD Arena. They were back on the field 2 weeks later. That was the first baseball game we had this year at the Dragon Stadium against Versailles.
It's going to be very important to get a well-pitched game. All of the state semifinals, excluding one, were extremely well-pitched in all divisions. When you get this far, your number one bread and butter's got to be pitching. Limit the walks. That's something Rushi's pitching staff has done well all season long. And you got to get a timely hit or two late in contests. Make the routine plays on defense, formula for success in baseball, much easier said than done. But Rushi executes all of that to darn near perfection in every big game, one after another.
And one thing they've done is not let their nerves ever get to them in any game, last year or this year.
Good point.
And that being able to stay even like they are helps when things occasionally have gone bad for them. You know, they overcame that bad six against Newton, were able to come back and win that one. They've had a couple of miscues and a couple of errors in some of the other tournament games. They never let anything snowball.
This Berlin Island team is led by the coach of the year in Division Four, Chris Degas. He is the coach of the year in D4. Berlin Island was a state champ in D3 back in 2016, state runner-up in 17. 2008 and 2006 times in the state semi for Berlin Highland. Its nemesis in the regional tournament, and more often than not, has been Newark Catholic. And Newark Catholic knocked out Berlin Highland last year 3-2 before Rushi defeated Newark Catholic 4-3 in the state semifinal. And then Rushi blew out Van Wert Lincolnview in the state championship 1 year ago. Similarly, Lincolnview was throwing Landon Price. He had a gaudy record in his high school career.
24-0.
Yes, unbelievable record for him. Berlin Highland's got some Blazers who claim to throw every bit as hard as Landon Price a year ago for Lincolnview, and we'll see one of them in Will Schlebaugh for Berlin Highland. So can Rushi meet the task? I like the fact that they are slight underdogs in this game. Rushi Raiders, of course, trying to go back-to-back, won it all a season ago. State champs way back in 1971, too. A runner-up in 75, lost to Minster in the state final game in 2017. I'd like to highlight our Rushi sponsors, take a moment to do that, then we'll bring in Craig Fissinger from the Fish Report for a comment or two before we extend our pregame. First pitch at 1, the weather delightful, good crowd filing in. Understand from Craig, there might be as many as 700, 800 Rushi fans just a block down the street, ready to pour into Canal Park. Rushi, the home team again here today after having been the home club on Thursday. The Southwest Region champ sits atop the state Final Four bracket in D4. Rushi was the bottom club of four teams in the regional, was away twice, but to the Raiders, the home team twice here at the state tournament. So many thanks to our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, Francis Manufacturing, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. Francis Manufacturing is fairly new here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. And it's got to be because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Craig Fissinger, Rushi, Underdog, I like it. They've got to like it. What do you think?
Underdog, that depends on who you talk to. And, you know, Rushi, the defending state champs, you got Berlin Highland, number one ranked. What else do you want, Jack? This is what it's all about right here. And I know the boys out there, at least the Raiders, this is what they want.
Highlight the travel plans of the Rushi fans. Some have been here since Thursday. Some arrived back yet this morning early and didn't stay overnight an evening or two. But we're going to see a sea of blue and gold. Oh, they're filing in down to her left. What are they talking about? I mean, they've just got to be elated with the success of these young men on this Rushi Baseball Club. As Bryant noted a few minutes ago, a basketball Final Four in March, state championship last year on the Ball Diamond. Wow, one of the smallest schools in the state of Ohio, for goodness sakes.
I've heard it 100 times this week. It never gets old. And, you know, probably 80% of the town is here right now. As you mentioned a little earlier, a block or two down the road at the Spaghetti Warehouse is where they're partying at, having a great time. You know, there's actually the other 20% of the people are back in Rushi. There's a big wedding today.
Oh, my.
And I've been told the groom is getting hand signals as far as the score and he's going to know what's going on during the ceremony. So he even the wedding, they're not going to miss out on the Rushi Raiders here at State.
Oh, that's so funny. Braylon Cordonier on the bump, a sophomore. Wow. Getting the performances from Braylon, a 10th grader, it's just so amazing to me. I think he'll pitch extremely well today. He's got a lot on his shoulders. Rushi needs to produce a few more runs than the Raiders have in recent tournament games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, both those starters that we've talked about the last couple days, and Xavier Flippo and Braylon Cordonier, allowing less than a run per game. But, yeah, Rushi still needs to score that run to win, and they're probably going to score a few more than that today. Certainly capable. You saw him hit a lot of hard-hit balls on Thursday, just balls that didn't they just went straight to the St. Henry play. Is Rushi able to eat that one out in the eighth inning? But they're definitely capable, and we're hoping we see that today.
We've got comments from head coach Kevin Flippo upcoming after a break or two. Craig, thanks for joining us. Like to talk to you after a victory today, if you can find your way back up here through the mass of humanity. It'll be celebrations galore should the Raiders take a second straight state championship here this afternoon over Berlin Highland. But if you can make it, we'll talk to you.
That sounds great, Jack. Appreciate your coverage of Rushi baseball and then Shelby County sports all season long, all school year long.
Oh, thank you so much. Craig Fissinger from the Fish Report. He is the father of Ross Fissinger, who plays left field and pitches for the Rushi Raiders. We're going to return after a break. We'll be back shortly. Berlin Highland Hawks on the field, taking infield practice at the moment. Again, Rushi, the home team. Berlin Highland will hit first. First pitch at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Luke Groneberg, Craig Fissinger, and Matty Russo, manning of scoreboard clock up here in the press box with us on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we say hello to you once again.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Jack.
Excuse me. As we say hello to you once again from here at Akron's Canal Park, I'm Jack Kramer, along with Bryant Billing and Luke Groneberg. Berlin Highland may very well be one of the top four opponents Rushi will have faced over the last 2 years. I think Wapakoneta this year, Kettering Fairmont early in the season, this campaign, Chaminade last year, you'd have to put among the top three. Berlin Highland, 29-1, number one in the state in Division Four, probably right there, the fourth or fifth toughest club that Rushi has gone up against in the last two seasons. Are we just a moment away from introducing Kevin Flippo, who made comments, elated ones, of course, after that win over St. Henry 2 days ago? These comments courtesy of Bryant Billing and Luke Groneberg. We thank them so much. Kevin was excited after the 1-0 eight-inning victory over St. Henry. He said it was absolutely unbelievable.
That was incredible. I told our guys the tough part was done, getting here. I mean, to just get back to it. There are so many good teams out there, so many opportunities that could have gone against us. So getting back there, the tough part was done. Now let's just go out in there, win two more ball games, you know. But that wasn't easy either. That wasn't easy.
What was the message going out there in that eighth inning?
Well, we finally need to get the leadoff man on. Like, all I said is we play it by the book. We get the leadoff man on, we're buttoned. okay? And I just said, basically, do your job. You don't lead off man, get on. Next man, bunch strikes. Okay, whatever our approach was, make sure we get a strike to handle, whether swinging or button. Okay, and then just do whatever your job is. And we got fortunate with the ball in the dirt, and we did a good job, the dirt ball read, to get to second, and then, you know, Xavier Flippa, what can you say about that? I mean, he is a winner nonstop. He's been pitching with his back against the wall. So many opportunities. Burn Union, we had to go nothing in 8 innings. The exact same thing. And he kept putting zeros up. Incredible.
Talk about him pitching with his back against the wall. Second and third, nobody out in, I believe, the fifth inning.
Yes.
And he gets out of that without giving up a run. I mean, when he comes in the dugout at that point, what do you say?
Well, he was tiring, and he wasn't feeling the best, so I was concerned. He was on the hook for so much. I mean, you've seen the bullpen was ready to go sixth inning on. So I was concerned. I didn't like the way he was pitching. All speed was a little hit and miss, and so we just fastballs, they weren't quite able. They barreled a few up, but he was getting enough fly balls, little weak pop-ups, like we just kept one more, you know, that type. And the leadoff man never got on, so we just stuck with it, and he was done after that, though. Cooper Francis was going in at the eighth or the ninth. But
how important is it, too, to get that run, so now you've got Otto and the entire bullpen available on Saturday?
Yeah, we're ready to go. So, but, you know, with the day off, we were fine to let him go, Cooper to go a couple innings, but under the 50, as long as he's under the 50, we'll have Braylon's going to start on Saturday, and then still Cooper in relief. So we would have been fine either. Probably would have mixed matched and make sure both guys stayed under the moon. It's huge having the day off, the guy, you know, instead of having that Friday game. So it makes a difference to how you manage.
Can you compare this one to last year?
You can. I mean, they asked about the teams and all that. I mean, it's different. I think we enjoyed last year more than this, okay, because the expectations were through the roof. When you win a state title and return seven starters, you tell me what everybody's thinking. I mean, the minute that game was over, we're going to do it again, is some people's mindset. So the guys didn't enjoy the success that we were having as much as, like, you know, there was, like, any win or anything positive. It was like, we're supposed to do that. That's what expected of us. And then when we had a little bit of negativity, a little bit of failure, a little struggle, you know, they took it to, you know, why aren't I doing better? Guys haven't necessarily hit. A couple guys have regressed. You know, you're thinking you hit 330, 340, you're going to be 450. You know, you think you're supposed to get better. And we, offensively, we haven't. So, you know, we have struggled the mentality approach, but I just think, you know, we over me has been the focus. And once it's got to the end of the season here, nobody cared about anything. It's just win, just play the next game. And that's been the mindset.
Kevin Flippo, 9-year head coach, Rougie Raiders, comments after the win over St. Henry. State semifinal 2 days ago, 1-0, 8 innings. Raiders won it, beating the MAC team, which had scored a 12-0 mark St. Henry had against Midwest Athletic Conference schools all year long. But Rushi was up to the task, edged them in 8. Managers, umpires meeting at home plate. Kevin Flippo, Rushi, and Chris Degas for Berlin Island, which is the favorite here today, as we've so noted a few times in our pregame. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. A big blowout sale going on. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Blue skies overhead, slight wind. And I think it is blowing in just a little bit as it has the last few days. Starting lineups first for the visiting team, which will hit initially. Berlin Highland, 29-1 on the year. Four seniors, three juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman in the opening group. Leadoff batter, second baseman, a senior, Alec Weaver. Batting second, the designated hitter, Cody Yoder, a junior. Numerous Yoders on this roster. Yoder, Miller, common names up in Amish country.
Yes.
Southeast of Worcester. And I will detail for you in just a few minutes who the brothers happen to be. But Cody Yoder is the DH junior, batting second. Nolan Yoder, shortstop senior, hits third. Colin Koblenz, the right fielder, sophomore, cleanup. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Isaac Yoder, a senior. Batting sixth, Brady Yoder, the third baseman, a junior. Freshman Grady Monagold, a first baseman, who has been a hot hitter lately. Did well, three base knocks against Tiffin Calvert. But Grady Monagold, the first baseman, bats seventh. Braden Kaufman, the catcher, senior, batting eighth. Connor Beachy, the left fielder, a junior, bats ninth. He had three hits, did Beachy, against White Oak in the regional championship game. Will Schlabaugh will not bat. He's the pitcher. Big, strapping, 6'4.5" young man. 7-0 mark through consecutive no-hitters in the middle of the season. .98 ERA, 83 strikeouts, 42 innings. But he does walk about five or six per game. For the Rushi Raiders, Xavier Flippo, shortstop, senior, leads off. Zane Shappy, center fielder, senior, batting second. Braylon Cordonier, sophomore, pitcher, hitting third in the lineup. Braden Monin, second baseman, a junior, bats cleanup. Hayden Quinter, the third baseman, is in the number five hole. Felix Francis, right fielder, a junior, bats sixth. Jude Counts, who had that significant bunt single in the eighth inning on Thursday against St. Henry. He's the first baseman, and he bats seventh. Ross Fissinger is the left fielder, senior, batting eighth. And Cooper Unverfirth, freshman catcher. Don't overlook Cooper. He does bat ninth, but he threw out two St. Henry Redskins trying to steal second in the first three innings of that game on Thursday. And that exemplifies Rushi's defense, Bryant, which has been coming on strong.
Yeah, they've made some spectacular plays recently. One you talked about, I believe we even ran the highlight of that before Thursday's game, was that spectacular catch Hayden Quinter had. That was in the regional final last week, right?
Those
two games sort of, yeah, that's right, because it was at Wright State that he made that. Yes, that was just a great example there where Cordonier lost that one in the sun. Quinter sprinted over and made that catch falling down. A really good display of their athleticism, all the great defensive plays that they've made recently.
An enormous sea of bright blue and gold to our left, down below, behind the Rushi Raiders dugout. Berlin Highland school colors are red, black, and white. Berlin Highland wearing red hats, black jerseys, red numbers outlined in white, white pants. Of course, Rushi, those conventional gold jerseys, you can spot Rushi baseball players from a mile away. Got the blue hats, that gold script R above the bill, white pants. Umpires are set. The four are right behind home plate. Last few members of the Rushi roster being introduced. We're just a couple minutes away. First pitch around the corner. Division IV state championship. Berlin Highland 29-1. Rushi 26-6. They compete for a state championship in Division IV. We'll get it started for you in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Proud to support the Rushi Raiders in high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi. At Francis Manufacturing, quality is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is incredibly high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand exact perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. In fact, this workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing amazing attention to detail. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing is pleased to support high school sports and the efforts of Scores Broadcast to promote them.
Braylon Cordonier is on the hill taking warm-up throws for the Rushi Raiders, who last year defeated Newark Catholic and Van Wert Lincoln View to win the state tournament. Six errors were committed by Rushi opponents in the state semifinal and final one season ago. Obviously, defense very critical to determining outcomes of these state semifinal and final games. Van Wert Lincoln View, as I alluded, or I should say Berlin Island, as I alluded several minutes ago, has one, two, three, four sets of brothers on the club. Most of them will see action. Nolan and Brady Yoder are brothers. Cody and Logan Yoder are brothers. Connor and Cade Beachy are brothers. And Colin and Caden Koblenz are brothers. And we'll do all we can to keep every bit of that straight for you throughout this game. Rushi Raiders defensively, Hayden Quinter at third, Xavier Flippo at short, Braden Monin at second, Jude Counts at first, outfield left to right, Ross Fissinger, Zane Chappie, and Felix Francis. Cordonier on the hill, Unverfirth behind the plate, and Cooper receives the first pitch from Cordonier. Fastball strike, waist high on the outside corner to the Berlin Highland leadoff batter, who is Alec Weaver, senior second baseman. He steps in, 3-0-8 on the season for Weaver. Bouncing ball to the plate after the second pitch from Cordonier was a low outside slurve, and it's 2-1 on Weaver, who crowds the plate. Slightly open stance. Infield up at third. Cordonier to Weaver. Missed. Outside and low. 3-1. Well, that's something the Raiders pitchers have not done much of. Get behind the hitters 3-1 on counts. Here is the pitch to Weaver, and he cracks a high-bounding ball toward third, foul. Over the head of the Berlin Highland third base coach and head man Chris Degas, spelled D-A-G-E-S. He is the D4 coach of the year in the state of Ohio. 3-2 pitch, rifled hard, back up the middle. Oh, good play by Flippo. Flippo roamed to his left and then threw it high to Counts, and his foot was off the bag. Speaking of defense, fine play by Flippo. He saved a single to center. He roamed to his left, and a good throw would have gotten the runner at first, but it pulled Counts to the right field side by, oh, maybe a foot. Good call by the first base umpire. Weaver is on. Let's see if Berlin Highland is running. This is a team that flashes good speed. Tiffin Calvert, which was beaten by Berlin Highland 4-1 in 8 innings in the state semifinal, was a much slower of foot club than this Berlin Highland team. In fact, that game went right down to the wire. A blown call in right field enabled Berlin Highland to win that game. Details in a minute. The runner is going. Here's Unverfirth's throw to second on a bounce. Not in time. Weaver steals second for Berlin Highland. And the count is a ball and a strike on the second batter in the Hawks lineup, who's Cody Yoder, DH Jr., batting for pitcher Will Schlabaugh. Weaver out at second to start this game. No one out. Open stance for Cody Yoder, who fouls it to the screen, and it's 1-2. Cody Yoder for this club, the DH, hitting 324 on the season. Count a ball and two strikes. He may try to punch the ball to the right side to move Weaver to third. Way low and outside, rolling away from Unverfirth, and it is a wild pitch, and Weaver moves up to third. No throw. Rushi not off to a good start.
That did go down as a throwing error by the OHSA official scores, Jack. Throwing error on Flippo on that one. Yeah, like you said, man on third, and this is still the second batter of the game.
And the pitch to the plate by Cordonier is pulled far off the outside, missed the strike zone again, and the count goes full, 3-2 on Yoder, who hits a high foul over the Berlin Highland dugout to the right. I think it's very interesting to note that Rushi, 2 hours further from our location here in Akron than Berlin Highland, has more fans in the stands. There's the pitch to the hitter, Yoder. Yoder slices one to right field. It's in for a hit on one bounce to Felix Francis. And right out of the chute, Berlin Highland, without an out being recorded, jumps into the lead 1-0 over Rushi.
And like you described that, Jack, without even the third batter of the inning coming up there, it is a rough start. But like we said in the pregame, Rushi has done a good job about not letting things snowball. This is a time for them to just regroup and get the next three batters out.
Nolan Yoder, the shortstop, a senior, steps in. He is a .358 batter on the campaign. Big lead down at first by the speedy Cody Yoder. Cordonier throws to first base in the mitt of counts and out. Runner back. 1-0 Berlin Highland, top of the first inning. No one out. Quinter up at third, expecting a bunt here for the Hawks, who have pulled ahead one zip after just two batters in this game. There goes the runner. Pitch high and away. Unverfirth reaches up and stabs it. Throw is wide. It was hummed down to Monin to the first base side of second. And Berlin Highland has stolen twice, something St. Henry did not do successfully against Rushi in the state semifinal on Thursday. First two attempts resulted in outs for St. Henry. Here, Berlin Highland in the top of the first inning, in just three batters, steals second base on two occasions.
They do have the pitch speed displayed on the scoreboard here at Canal Park. He is up in the 80s right now, Cordonier is.
Cordonier will top out at 84. He has pumped up that fastball higher and higher as the season has progressed. Here's a foul to the screen, and the count on the hitter is a ball and two strikes, 1-2. On the third batter in the lineup, Nolan Yoder for Berlin Highland. Quinter up at third. Pitch to Nolan Yoder, spanked hard to center field. Oh, Zane Chappie's got to go on his horse. Catches over his shoulder. 320 from home plate. Runner tags at second and romps into third easily. That ball was belted. Chappie, heck of a play. Zane Chappie, one of a few center fielders. For sure, Hayden Beckman of St. Henry. Beckman would have caught that ball, just like Chappie did. But not many center fielders would have tracked that down.
Yeah, and that's showing multiple sports speed there, too, Jack. We saw that on the basketball court from him and a lot.
One out, runner at third for Berlin Highland, which leads 1-0, top of the first inning. The number four hitter, Colin Koblentz, steps in. Right fielder, sophomore left-hand batter, big-time open stance. 6'3" is Koblentz. Looks at two strikes from Cordonier. Both nip the outside edge just above the knees. As Braylon tries to bounce back and deny Berlin Highland another run. Runner at third. Swing and a miss. Oh, that was gas. Up at the shoulders, Koblentz whiffed. Runner stalled at third now with two out for Berlin Highland's Isaac Yoder, the center fielder. As Berlin Highland takes advantage of a walk and a base knock with a runner at third to play to run here in the opening inning. First pitch high and inside to Isaac Yoder. Then a breaking ball from Cordonier. Yep, it caught the outside corner at the knees. A ball, a strike. Here is Cordonier looking at his runner at third, swings into action. Big bending curveball, pop foul. Unverfirth gives chase, back near the screen. He's got it! What a play! Cooper Unverfirth didn't give up on that one. There's about 100 feet between home plate and the stands to this end of the dugout. Along the first base side, Unverfirth used every inch of that 100 feet. The ball nearly grazed the screen. Cooper reached out and stabbed it. Rushi down a run. We go to the bottom of the first. Berlin Highland 1, Rushi Raiders nothing on scores, broadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Rushi Raiders come to bat, bottom of the first, work to do. Berlin Highlands got a 1-0 jump on the home team, the defending state champs. Xavier Flippo, Zane Chappie, Braylon Cordonier started off against Will Schlabaugh. He's about 6'4 and a half, and he throws hard, and he blazes one in at 91 to start the game.
Wow.
Called strike, thigh high, outside corner. We heard he was in upper 80s all year and occasionally would top out at 90. There's a ball missed wide, opening two pitches, 91 and 91. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Flippo. Schlabaugh works way low and outside, 2-1. That has been the issue for him this year. Far too many walks. He does strike out better than three every two innings. Two balls, one strike, 2-1 on Flippo. Fastball line foul over the Berlin Highland dugout to the right, and it's 2-2. Schlabaugh threw consecutive no-nos in the middle of the season. Didn't give up a hit in 14 innings of work. Pitch to Flippo. Curveball. It is chucked foul to the right again. Good protection swing by Xavier. Ball handcuffed him on the inside edge. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Flippo for Rushi. Batting about 335 on the campaign. Curveball, Schlabaugh, low below the knees. Appeal, look down to first by the plate umpire. And Flippo checked in time, and it's full. Important pitch here. 3-2 on Flippo. Infield now back at third. Very deep at short. Schlabaugh works. Flippo hits a high. Baltimore chopped to the second baseman. He comes in a couple steps. Gloves on to first base for the out. Nice play by Alec Weaver. He didn't try to field that between hops. He knew he had time at second. Laid back on it. Got the clean bounce, shoulder high, and recorded the out at first base as he flipped it on to Grady Monagold, the first sacker for Berlin Highland. One down for Rushi, trailing 1-0, bottom of the first inning. Here is Zane Chappie, a cut fastball outside corner above the waist, and the scoreboard reads 93 on the speed for that one. Pitch number two to Chappie. Oh, it's there again. Fastball outside corner just below the waist. Boy, that sounded like 93 when it hit the mitt and looked like it, and that's what it was again. Chappie nubs a foul off the fist behind the plate. I said it in the pregame. I'll say it once again. Berlin Highland, probably one of the top four or five clubs Rushi's gone up against the last 2 years. Put Chaminade and Wapakoneta and Kettering Fairmont in the top three for sure. Swing and a miss by Shappy. Low outside curveball. It hit the ground. The catcher smothered it and threw Shappy out at first. 1-0 Berlin Highland, bottom of the first inning, and Braylon Cardonier steps in for the Raiders. He swings from the left side. Oddly enough, the center fielder for the Hawks moves into left center. Berlin, a good pull hitter, but given the speed of Schlaibaugh, the Hawks not expecting Cardonier to pull it. First pitch up and in for a ball. Shortstop on the edge of the grass in left center field for the Hawks. Pitch fouled away into the screen over top of the Rushi dugout to the left. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on Cardonier. Fantastic year for Braylon. He's been over 400 some of the time. He's at 392. 13 extra base hits. 9 doubles on the year. Schlaibaugh to Cardonier. Oh, it hit him on the foot. Low and inside, caught him right on the ankle bone. He shakes it off, trotting down to first. Cardonier aboard with two gone for the Raiders in the bottom of the first inning, trailing 1-0. And here is Braden Monin. He has been hot the last 5 or 6 weeks. 366 on the campaign, 9 doubles like Cardonier. 26 hits on the year. There's a pitch 5 feet outside. Throw down to first. Cardonier hustles back in. A ball and no strikes on Monin. The issue for Schlaibaugh has been control. He strikes out a bunch. Does walk quite a few. He's topped the 90 mark 5 or 6 times already in this game. Way high and away. 2-0 on Monin. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0.
Now, we're seeing that control issue here so far. He throws hard, but his pitches have been all over the place.
Left fielder Connor Beachy, very deep for Monin. And the right fielder, Colin Koblenz, is on the line almost. Low and outside, but 3 or 4 feet again. 3-0 the count. 3-0 on Monin. Cardonier at first. You can bet the take sign has been delivered to Braden Monin on this pitch. Schlaibaugh stretching, pumps, missed it. It's in the left-hand batter's box. Far away and low, and Rushi's got two aboard with two out here in the bottom of the first inning, down 1-0. So Cardonier is hit by a pitch. Monin walks. Here's Hayden Quinter from the right side. Second baseman holding Cardonier on. Big gap on the right side of the diamond. There's a pitch low in the dirt. Rolls behind the catcher. He scrambles, gets it. Cardonier sticks at second base. Braden Kaufman, senior receiver for Berlin Highland. Good arm, but is not an outstanding receiver, according to some of the Berlin Highland fans. There's a pitch low, just below the knees to Quinter. He eyeballed it, took it. Ball 2, 2-0. That's at least, what, 6 balls in a row after a hit batter for Schlaibaugh, the pitcher.
Correct.
For Berlin Highland. Catcher Kaufman, strong arm. The senior has thrown out unofficially 9 runners this year. But Schlaibaugh is making it tough on him behind the plate right now. Quinter drills a foul to the right, out of play. 2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on Quinter for Rushi. 2 on, 2 out. Bottom of the first, 1-0 Hawks. Quinter, 284 on the campaign. Winding, pitching Schlaibaugh. Ooh, up under the chin of Quinter. 3-1. Hayden Quinter, you may recall, was one of 3 Raiders to get 3 hits in that state championship win over Van Wert Lincolnview 10-4 a year ago. Checking the runners is Schlaibaugh. The pitch to Quinter. It's on the ground and missed inside, and they're full. A hit batsman, 2 walks. Rushi has loaded the bases. And stepping in now is Felix Francis. A base knock to the outfield would deliver two runs. Outfielder's extremely deep. Again, the right fielder for Berlin Island is only about 50 feet or so from the right field stripe. Now he inches more toward it. The center fielder's in right center. There's a pitch 8 feet tall. The catcher, Kaufman, climbed the ladder to spirit. Some nerves for the pitcher, Schlaball, Berlin Island. Bases loaded, Rushi. Bottom of the first, two out. 1-0. Hawks. Curveball, yes, it's in and over. Strike one, ball one on Felix Francis. Heat two, very strong close to the season. 333, 23 hits. 1-1 pitch to Felix from Schlaball, Berlin Island. Strike two called, knee high, outside edge. He took a little off the fastball, cut it down to 86. Felix behind in the count, 1-2. Schlaball stretching, bases loaded. Fires to Francis, up and in fastball, whiffed by Francis. Felix hacked at it, couldn't get a piece of it, down on strikes. Rushi leaves them loaded. We go to the second, Berlin Island 1, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment.
We start the top of the second inning here at Canal Park in Akron. The first batter, Brady Yoder for Berlin Island, hits a 15-foot-high looper over the head of Braylon Cordonnier. It lands on the grass in front of a charging Braden Monin, and he can't scoop it up and get the out at first. Infield single scored for Brady Yoder of Berlin Island. He is the third baseman, a junior, leading off the second. And for the second straight frame, the Hawks have the initial runner aboard. And the count is a ball and a strike, 1-1 on Grady Monigold, freshman first baseman, left-hand batter for Berlin Island. Monigold, 343 on the season. The Hawks stole second twice in the first inning. Let's see if it happens again. Inside corner by Cordonnier, strike two, 1-2. Outfield for Monigold is pretty deep. Chappie retreating a step or two.
Montegold's got some pop. Open stance, middle of the left-hand box. Swing and a miss. He climbed the ladder. He's out on strikes. Braylon Cordonier, a little off speed there, down around 70. And Montegold was fooled. Here is Braden Kaufman, catcher, senior, stepping in. 242 on the year. Open stance near home plate. Then brings his left foot toward home as he looks at a strike from Cordonier. Inside half, waist high, nothing in one. Quinter up at third. He's in the cut of dirt right before stepping onto the grass. Foul ball out of play to the right, 1-1, or I should say 0-2 on the right-hand batting Kaufman. Connor Beachy, junior left fielder, on deck. 1-0, Berlin Highland, top of the second. Throw to first, runner back, fairly close. Blue skies overhead, some puffy white cumulus clouds. Temperature might reach 80 here today in Akron. It was beautiful here last evening, about 70 degrees for the final two games. I viewed them. Hard ground ball to short. To his right goes Flippo on one knee. Has it. Twists and turns a throw to second base. Out on the force. Good play by Flippo, who in textbook fashion got in front of that ground ball and made sure he nailed it out at second base. Monin covered. Here's a throw to first base. Cordonier nearly picks off Kaufman, the catcher for Berlin Highland, who is safe at first on that force out at second. Connor Beachy, junior outfielder, is in at the plate, looks at a ball. Beachy on the year, a robust 457 at the plate. He hits ninth, believe it or not. Alec Weaver, leadoff batter, on deck as Cordonier misses wide, and the count is stretched to 2-0. Two outs, Berlin Highland, here in the top of the second inning. Rushi down a run, 1-0. Back in the box is Beachy. He swings and skies it short right field. Monin out, Francis in. Felix calls, and it's a can of corn for Felix Francis. Easy, routine play. We go to the bottom of the second. Raiders looking for the first hit. Berlin Highland leads 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
We welcome you back to Canal Park in Akron, home of the Akron Rubber Ducks. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Rushi batting bottom of the second, down 1-0. As two Raiders went down on strikes in the top of the first. Chappie Cade, Felix Francis Cade to end the inning. Xavier Flippo started the frame with a bounce out to second. And in between all of that, Braylon Cordonier was hit by a pitch. Braden Monin walked. Hayden Quinter walked. Bases were loaded up. And Schlabel bounced back to get a strikeout with the bases jammed. He starts off Jude Counts with a couple of balls and then deals a strike in at the knees on the outside corner, 2-1. Schlabel has reached the 90 mark five or six times in this game. Counts cuts, no dice, missing the pitch. Schlabel threw it past him. That was at 89. 2-2 on Counts. Feet spread wide apart. Pitch by Schlabel, high foul to the right. Still 2-2. Counts at 288 on the year for the Raiders. He had the big bunt to start the bottom of the eighth off against St. Henry. Vince Borchers was the pinch runner for him, and he scored the only run of the game, the winning run in the eighth inning when Rushi won it 1-0. Strike three called to Counts above the waist on the outside corner. Three strikeouts for big Will Schlabel on the bump for Berlin Island. A couple of Yoders combined to pitch yesterday against Tiffin Calvert, or I should say on Thursday against Tiffin Calvert, a game that Berlin Island should not have won. And I mentioned that earlier. I didn't follow up with details. I'll share that with you right now as Fissinger hacks at a second pitch and doesn't get a piece. It was up and in. Strike two. First pitch was a called strike on Ross Fissinger of Rushi. Schlabel pumps. Oh, that pitch is 5 feet outside off the mitt of the catcher. Tiffin Calvert led Berlin Island 1-0 with an out in the bottom of the seventh. And Berlin Island hit a fly ball to right field that appeared to be caught. Everybody thought it was a catch. I was with Rushi coaches. They thought it was an out. And lo and behold, after hesitation, the first base umpire signaled it was a drop. He said safe. Tiffin argued. The call stood. Umpires talked it over briefly. And then Berlin Island tied the game at 1-1 and won it two innings later, 4-1, with a three spot, I think, in the ninth. Maybe they won it the eighth.
I think it was the eighth. Yeah, I poked my head in after getting Sydney Daily News work down here and saw a bit of that eighth inning. They were just crushing that Calvert pitcher at that point.
Full count pitch to Fissinger way over his head, but he takes a whack at it, and he's out on strikes. Another K for Schlabel.
That was Calvert's number two, who was in throwing in extra innings, correct, Jack? They had exhausted their starter by that point?
Yes. And Berlin Island won it by a final score of 4-1 after being down 1-0 with an out for sure and then seemingly a second out recorded with nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. And Highland came off the deck and pulled that game out in extras. Both D4 state semifinals, extra innings. Each one went eight. Flippo batting now for Rushi as Schlabel misses in at the belt buckle twice on two straight pitches, and it's 2-0. Schlabel to Flippo again. Well, that one is almost wider than the left-hand batter's box. The catcher, Kaufman, waved at it. No chance to reel in the throw from the hurler. Schlabel is extremely wild at times. Is he effectively wild? Well, only the Rushi batters can tell you. Fissinger looks at a high one, and it is ball four. Not Fissinger. What am I thinking? Flippo is on at first. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yes, that, you are by one.
After
yes.
Fissinger was Cooper Unverfirth. And that was Unverfirth who got the base on balls as Schlabel became a wild man out on the bump. Unverfirth at first. Now Flippo steps in after Counts and Fissinger struck out. Ross on a high fastball. Unverfirth works a walk. He's at first for Flippo, open stance. Flippo bounced to second in the first. Berlin Highland on top by a score of 1-0. Bottom of the second frame. Flippo looks at ball two. That's in the left-hand batter's box again.
Yeah, so we are again back at the top of the lineup thanks to all of the walks, because Rushi has not gotten a hit yet.
And once again, the scouting report that we previewed in the pregame is coming to fruition. This young man throws mighty hard, but he is lacking control, and that one skips to home plate, and it's another ball on Flippo, 3-0.
And he has walked three, and again, he hit Cordonier with a pitch back in the first. So that's four runners Rushi has had.
Take sign here for Flippo, you can bet. Unreferth with a short lead at first. Schlaball stretching. Fires to Xavier, and it's a foot outside. Ball four. Five base runners for Rushi in the first two innings. Not a hit yet. Four bases on balls, a hit batsman. And Chris Degas, coach for Berlin Highland, is out of the dugout on the way to the mound. Rushi threatening. There are two out, bottom of the second, two on. The Hawks lead the Raiders 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Zane Chappie, who struck out in the first for Rushi, bats now with two aboard. Bottom of the second, 1-0 Berlin Highland. After a conference out on the hill, Schlaball back into action. Let's see if he settled down. Strike, that was a liberal one. Outside corner at the knees, had some cut to it. Schlaball threw it at 90. No balls and a strike, nothing and one on Chappie. A base hit would tie the game. The outfield very deep for Zane. Runners at first and second. Pitch seemed like it was at about the same spot as the previous one, but the plate umpire shook his head. 1-1 on Chappie. Left fielder extremely deep for Berlin Highland. Center fielder shading right center. Schlaball, 1-1 delivery to Chappie. Cut on and whiffed. Strike two. 1-2. Schlaball, a pitch from getting out of the second inning after suffering control difficulties. Unverfirth at second. Flippo at first. They got on board after two were retired. The windup, the pitch, nubbed off the handle. Little blooper. Short second base, caught by the second baseman who nearly bumped into the runner Flippo. He caught it a foot off the ground before it hit the dirt. Challenging play turned in by Berlin Highland and almost hit the grass right where it meets the dirt. And that would have spun like a top, would have no doubt been an infield hit. But Schlaball gets out of another jam. We go to the third. Berlin Highland 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is
is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Braylon Gourdon, your four Roosh, he's given up a couple hits. He's got to bow his neck and keep Berlin Highland off the board, because this is another one of those games, like several here at Akron's Canal Park this weekend, which have been very low scoring. There have been four or five one-run games, contests which have gone down to the last out in the bottom of the ninth inning, or I should say bottom of the seventh inning. And, again, I can recall in 2019, Minster was here. Game was maybe 75 minutes in length. Minster lost to Jeromesville Hillsdale by a score of 1-0. It was quickly played. Both pitchers, Brown for Minster and the young man from Hillsdale that went down to Wright State, were on. They were sharp. And despite control issues, Schlebaugh for Berlin Highland has got the speed of Division One hurlers. He would match Moeller's throwers. He's been at 90 on a regular basis here in this game so far. First hitter for Berlin Highland in the top of the third inning. It's a towering fly ball to left center. Fissinger comes in and cradles it for the out for Rushi. One down. That was Alec Weaver, the leadoff batter, who walked and scored after stealing in the first inning. He made the initial out here in the third. Big curveball by Cordonier. Woo, that was a slurve of sorts on the outside corner to Cody Yoder, number two batter in the order. And he singled in a run for Berlin Highland in that first inning. After Weaver had walked and stolen, the pitch to the batter is drilled foul between the first base bag and the coach down the line. Nothing and two. Cordonier out in front of number 22, junior Cody Yoder, the DH for Berlin Highland, batting for pitcher Will Schlebaugh. Zane Chappie a little left of center in the outfield. And there's a ball spanked on a line to Chappie. It is in for a hit. Nice piece of hitting by Yoder. Didn't overswing, did Cody Yoder of Berlin Highland. He simply met it solidly, about a three-quarter swing, and punched the fastball right back through the box. A liner to center. He's aboard at first with one out for Berlin Highland here in the top of the third inning. And here is Nolan Yoder. He's the shortstop, a senior, and it's a strike called outside corner at the knees. Nolan and Brady Yoder are brothers. Cody and Logan Yoder are brothers. Connor and Cade Beachy are brothers. And Colin and Caden Koblenz are brothers for Berlin Highland. And there's a ball knuckled foul out of play to the right. Off the bat of the hitter, Nolan Yoder, who's down. No balls, two strikes. Let's see if Cody Yoder thinks about stealing. Pickoff attempt by Cordonier. Very close at first base. Tag applied, but counts. Fissinger very deep and left. Quinter even with the bag at third. Cordonier mindful of Berlin Highland speed. A better than 84% success rate stealing bases for the Hawks all year long. There's a high fastball out of the zone. Count is a ball and two strikes, one and two on Nolan Yoder. One down, Berlin Highland. Top of the third inning. Is the runner going? No. Pitch to the plate is hit along the right field line, and it's well tagged, and it got by Felix Francis all the way to the corner. That's going to score a run. It should be a triple for Nolan Yoder. It is. He glides into third. He hit a Cordonier fastball in the outside corner beautifully where it was pitched. He smoked it down the right field line. The warning track juts into fair territory for several feet, and the ball hit at the edge of the track and grass and went all the way to the Ruoff mortgage sign in the deep right field corner. Conference on the mound for Rushi. Runner at third for Berlin Highland. One out for the Hawks here in the top of the third. And the visiting team has the jump on Rushi up 2-0. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
As we return to action following the Rushi Conference on the mound, Braylon Cordonier starts off Colin Koblenz with a sweeping curveball, and he reaches out and stabs it into left field. It's a solid hit between Fissinger and the line. Ross runs it down, backhands it. Fires hard back into the infield. Koblenz steers his way into second base. He's got an opposite field double after a triple by Berlin Highland, which now leads 3-0 in this game. And given the high velocity of pitcher Will Schlabaugh, for Berlin Highland, the Hawks are in business, leading 3-0. It is the top of the third inning, and the visiting team has got a big leg up on the defending state champs.
Yes, and a momentary pause in the action here as Rushi runs a couple of players out to the bullpen in right field. And again, still a dangerous situation here for Cordonier with a man on second and one out.
3-0 Berlin Highland. Cordonier throws a curve to Isaac Yoder, who swings and slices it to right. Felix Francis has a bead on it. He's got it. Runner stays stalled at second base. Does not tag. Two away on the fly out to right. Rushi down 3-0 here in the top of the third inning. Stepping in is Brady Yoder. He's single to start the second frame. He swings, hits one hard toward Champion Center. He gallops. He's going back, near the track. Got it for the out. About 350 from home plate. That ball was crushed. What a play by Shappy to prevent further damage. Rushi has dug itself a hole. Raiders down 3-0. Bottom of the third upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna, to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors. The Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, tell Jolene Renderly. You heard about her shop right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to Jolene, all of her staff. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi as the Raiders bat here in the bottom of the third inning. And the initial hitter steps into the box. It is Braylon Cordonier, and he cuts it three in a row on the inside half of the plate and comes up empty on all three. He is down on strikes. Rough sledding for the Rushi Raiders at the plate against the 90-mile-per-hour throwing of Will Schlabaugh. First pitch upstairs, a little in to Braden Monin. Berlin Highland leads it by a count of 3-0. Thanks as well to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor. Pitch to Monin, yep, outside corner at the belt, 1-1. That pitch clipped 90 mph for Schlabaugh. 1-1 on Monin. Schlabaugh deals. That one's 4 feet outside, 2-1. It was going to be tough enough to get a run or two off Schlabaugh. Boy, he accelerates that fast one up to the plate. But down three, Rushi faces a tough task. There's a ball jammed off the fist to short. Shortstop charges for Berlin Highland and fires it off the dugout fence. Likely be scored as an infield single. A good throw may not have gotten the batter runner. Monin safe at first. Interesting scoring decision.
Yeah, they do charge that as an error there.
Ball was not hit hard to the shortstop. He had to come in, make the play on the move. E6. Rushi still without a hit. One down in the bottom of the third inning. Monin aboard at first. Hayden Quinter goes whacking at a high fastball. No dice. He misses. Nothing in one on Hayden. Quinter walked in the second. Strike two call. That's a cutter on the outside corner at the knees. Nothing in two on Quinter. Monin down at first. One away for Rushi, bottom of the third. Berlin Highland 3, Rushi nothing. Winding, pitching, Schlabaugh to Quinter. Foul to the screen, a ball and two strikes. Raiders have fouled a few off. Nothing in the field of play has been hit with any mustard behind it. Light contact off Schlabaugh. He looks at first, fires to Quinter. There's a big curve, check swing blooper, short right field. Right fielder coming on, great running catch. He's going to nail Monin coming back to first, but he throws it away. It's rolling down the side fence in front of the dugout. Good coverage by the Berlin Highland catcher. That was a double play for sure, Taylor made. Quinter with a dunker to short right field. The right fielder, Colin Koblenz, came on, made a nifty catch, but threw it badly to first as Monin was going to be out by 5 or 6 feet. Monin still aboard for Felix Francis now with two gone here in the bottom of the third inning.
The only good news for Highland on that one is it was thrown so hard that it slammed off the first baseline dugout and got back to the fielders quickly.
And it did not go out of play in the dugout.
Yes.
Which would have triggered an advancement automatically of the base runner. Next pitch by Schlabaugh to Felix Francis is behind him. That was so far behind him, I don't think it crossed in midair over the right-hand batter's box. My goodness.
And that allowed Monin to go easily to second on that.
The count up to 1-0, now 2-0 on Francis. Two balls, no strikes. And here is a throw down to second base, an attempt to get Monin going back into that ball. Grazed Braden, looked like it might have hit him, the throw.
And they went over, and then there was Rushi coach Kevin Flippo going out for a bit, talking to the umpire about that.
Monin appears to be fine. Francis is ahead of the count. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0.
It is a four-man crew here for these state games. I don't know if we've mentioned that.
Pitch to Felix. Swung on. Very high, towering pop. Short right field. Second baseman Weaver back. Right fielder Koblenz in. He makes the snag. Inning over for Rushi. Raiders still without a hit. And we go to the fourth. Berlin Highland up 3-0 on the defending state champs on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Berlin Highland leading 3-0. Bats here in the top of the fourth. Rushi does not have a hit yet. Fireballer Will Schlebaugh has been dynamite on the mound. His control has wavered big time. He's missed the strike zone probably 10 times by a couple or 3 feet, but his velocity is way up there, over 88, 89, fairly consistently in the low 90s. Rushi just not catching up. And in fact, the Raiders have been struck out so far in this game 4, 5 times. 5 of the 9 outs have been K's. As Braylon Cradonier starts off the fourth inning with the new hitter Grady Monigold for Berlin Highland, who swings and taps a blooper, a flare into short center field, and it drops in front of Chappie. Texas League single. Monigold appeared to be slightly fooled by the breaking pitch, was striding out ahead, got the barrel on the ball, and managed to serve one into center, and Rushi will make a pitching change here in the top of the fourth inning. It is Berlin Highland 3, Rushi nothing. I think that's Cooper Francis coming on, the freshman for the Raiders. He'll be on the bump. Berlin Highland in front, 3-0 over Rushi, top of the fourth, runner aboard, no one out. Francis pitching now for Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the freshest big boy slider. First pitch, here's the fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
I'd like to remind you that we are on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Francis Manufacturing, which is a fairly new underwriting sponsor in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and Superior Aluminum.
So Braylon Cordon, your exits, having pitched three complete innings, he gave up two earned runs on six hits, struck out two, did not walk any today. 52 pitches, 38 of which were strikes.
Well, we'll have to see what Rushi does defensively here. Normally, Cordonier goes to short. Xavier Flippo slides over to second. Braden Monin goes to left. Cooper Francis will not hit. Most likely, he won't be batting. And coming out of the game defensively might have been Ross Fissinger. Situation is this. Berlin Highland leads Rushi. It's been all Hawks so far. 3-0 advantage. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Cooper Francis starts off the new hitter for Berlin Highland. Throws a strike in there that's bunted on one bounce back to Cooper. He comes in, snatches it, throws on to first for the out. Out recorded at first base. So a hit, a sack bunt by catcher Braden Kaufman. And here is Connor Beachy, who flew out to right field, his first at bat back in the second inning.
So Cordonier has gone to shortstop. Braden Monin in at left field. You're right, Ross Fissinger out.
Here's a strike by Cooper Francis, the young left-hander on the inside corner.
Xavier Filippo over at second now.
Beachy, the right-hand hitter for Berlin Highland, runner at second. Men in scoring position all day long for the Hawks. There's a pitch upstairs, 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Last breaking ball by Francis at 78. He peers back at the runner at second. Goes to Beachy at the plate. And the ball is fisted behind home. Unverfirth watches it land on the screen. 3-0 Berlin Highland here in the top of the fourth inning. Rushi without a hit. Raiders have been kept off balance at the plate by the speed and velocity of Will Schlebaugh. He's the number two on paper, number two pitcher for Berlin Highland, which threw two Yoders yesterday, or I should say Thursday, against Tiffin Calvert. A game that Berlin Highland really shouldn't have won. They were down to a couple of outs, trailing 1-0, bottom of the seventh. And with one away, a fly ball caught in right was not ruled a catch. It was a routine play. It appeared as though the umpire missed it. Berlin Highland tied it, won it in the eighth. Cooper Francis, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Beachy. Runner at second, short lead. Flippo near the bag. Ball tapped to second. Flippo ranging to his left. Covers up the hole nicely. Fields deals on to counts. Out. Runner at second base. Monigold scoots to third. Man on third. Two away. Berlin Highland here in the top of the fourth frame. Batting now, Alec Weaver. Weaver's walked and been out. Retired once. He scored the run in the first. Big curveball by Francis to Weaver, froze him, and it's a strike. 0-1 on the right-hand batting, Alec Weaver.
Looking at Rushi's batting lineup, Fissinger will stay in as the designated hitter.
Check swing, yep, strike two. Batter went around. Fissinger will hit for Francis. Defensively, he comes out. Monin goes from second to left, as we noted. And the middle infielders are Cordonier at short, Flippo at second. Two-strike pitch is chopped foul between the coach and the bag at third. Top of the fourth inning, Berlin Highland in the lead over Rushi, 3-0. Cooper Francis, the left-hander, on the bump for the Raiders. In relief of Braylon Cordonier. Two-strike pitch to the hitter, who spoils it foul, out of play. Rushi will have 7, 8, 9. Counts, Fissinger, Unverfirth in the bottom of the fourth. Down 3-0. 1-0 wouldn't be so bad. Three runs back, maybe an uphill battle to climb. Here's a pop fly ball to short right center field. Off the bat of the Berlin Highland hitter. Back goes Flippo. In comes Francis. And the ball goes in the mid of Flippo and out. It's on the ground. Francis goes and gets it. Runner standing at second. Run scores. 4-0 Berlin Highland. Difficult situation. Don't think it was a Sunfield play. Flippo called. Francis didn't give him space. Not sure if Francis tried to call him off, but they did graze. Their bodies shouldered up, and the ball went free in the mitt and out. Run scored. And then the next hitter for Berlin Highland smokes a hard line drive to right field, and Francis gets it. He spears it with the glove above the head. Wow. That would have gone for three had it sailed beyond him. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi in a deep hole, trailing Berlin Highland 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
But the Rushi Raiders need to mount an unbelievable comeback in this game if they want to go back-to-back and repeat as state champs in Division 4, trailing 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. No hits yet for Rushi. That was scored an error on Flippo in the previous frame. Ooh, and the batter for the Rushi Raiders is hit on the top of the shoulder. Count spun away. Ball caught him. Jude Counts on down at first. The pitcher for Berlin Highland has been, he's been as wild as a buck. And it's kept Rushi off balance a little bit. Raiders have amassed some walks, a couple hit batters, but need a base knock. There's a wild pitch up and in on the new hitter. Fissinger almost clipped the helmet. Catcher got the edge of the mitt on it. It rolled to the backstop. And waltzing on down to second base goes Counts. 1-0 on Fissinger. He came out of left field when Cooper Francis went to the mound to pitch. But he remains in the lineup offensively in DHs for Cooper. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate, Schlebaugh, way outside. Boy, this catcher Kaufman for Berlin Highland has had a workout. He has gone well beyond and outside both batter's boxes to retrieve pitches. I bet throws up in the double-digit count have been that far away from home plate. There's another one. Low and outside to Fissinger. Three balls, no strikes on Ross. He struck out in the second. He's got the take sign here for sure. Runner is second for Rushi. No one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Schlebaugh winds, fires, strike at the knees, right down the middle. Rushi fans thought it was low. The count on Fissinger, 3-1. Outfield shades Ross a little right. Big hole between third and short. Pitch to Fissinger, curveball. That one is down. Rolls away from the catcher. There's Counts dashing on to third. Fissinger hustles to first. Rucci's got two on, nobody out here in the fourth inning. Here's Cooper Unverfirth. First and third. Four zip the score. Do you bunt the runner on first to second? Try to chip away? Get a one or two out single to plate two? I'm not sure how you handle the situation. Raiders are down four. 12 outs remaining. Pitch to Unverfirth. Handle hit foul to the right. Nothing and one. 4-0 Berlin Island. Bottom of the fourth for Rushi. Runners at first and third. Unverfirth the hitter. He walked in the second inning. Schlaybaugh in the stretch. Fires, strike, middle of the plate, 0-2. Scoreboard registering that pitch at 88. Schlaybaugh has creased the 90 mark several times, maybe close to 10. Schlaybaugh looks at his runners. 0-2 pitch to Unverfirth. It is a foul ball at the plate. It was above the head of Unverfirth. He ducked it, tried to get away from it, and the ball hit the very top end of the bat. Unbelievable. Nearly beamed him. Berlin Highland gets a break. Winds up as a foul. Haven't seen that happen in a long time. 0-2 pitch to Unverfirth once again. Low and away, gets away from the catcher. Here comes Counts to the plate. He slides, he's out. There's a throw down to second. Rushi runner gets back. Rushi arguing Counts was out by about a foot and a half. Good recovery on the play by Kaufman as he went out of the dirt circle there at home plate. Back near the Rubber Ducks logo. Oh, probably 10 feet from home. Got the ball, flipped it to Schlaybaugh, and the big pitcher came down off the mound, received a nice flip from Kaufman, and put the glove down right in front of home plate. Counts was nipped. That's a big out. Loss of a runner from third as well. Here is the two-strike pitch to Unverfirth. It is low down below the knees, missed outside. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2-2 on Cooper. That was one of those plays where down four, you simply don't try to make. You stay snug at third and play for a little bigger inning. Preserve your outs. Preserve your base runners. Unverfirth takes, low and away. Runner on second goes to third, and he is saved by an eyelash. Oh, I thought he might have been out.
Wow, that was close for sure.
We'll get a chance to see a TV replay up here in the booth as Rushi gambled, sending the runner from second to third on the short wild pitch several feet to the right of home plate. Catcher couldn't find it right away. Kaufman did get to it. And the count is 3-2 on Unverfirth. One out. Runner at third for Rushi. Bottom of the fourth. There's a fastball missing 3 inches off the plate. Didn't catch the inner edge. Unverfirth eyeballed it. He's aboard. First and third for Rushi. One out, bottom of the fourth. Boy, they should be loaded right now. Difficult out at the plate to take. That was a gamble you don't make. On the corners for Rushi. There's the pitch to Flippo. It's 8 feet off the ground. A circus catch by the catcher, Kaufman, who went to his trampoline to springboard in the air to pick that one off. A ball and no strikes on Schlaybaugh. Well, we gave you the preview on him in the pregame. We said he's walked pretty consistently, around 6 batters per outing. And he has dealt numerous bases on balls so far in this game. A couple in the first, two more in the second, two again here in the fourth, six total. The ball, no strikes on Flippo, low and away, curveball in the dirt, runners advance, or I should say the man on first advances, that's Unverfurth, as he darted to second. Second and third now for Rushi. And you just don't take a chance now with that runner on third unless a thrown pitch goes all the way to the backstop. Open stance for the Rushi hitter, Flippo, who stares at a pitch above the letters. Scoreboard reads 2-0. That fastball was at 83. Schlaball trying to slow down the acceleration and get some strikes in there. He can't do it, though. Pitch to Flippo. Oh, it's 7 feet outside. Here's the runner coming home. It's a close play. Safe at the plate. The catcher, Kaufman, skidded toward the Berlin Highland dugout on the grass away from the dirt circle. He smothered the ball and underhanded a sidearm pitch to the catcher, or I should say to the pitcher, Schlaball, who made one heck of a tag. Rushi just beat it by an eyelash at the plate. It's 4-1 now, bottom of the fourth. Crazy inning.
Yes.
One out. That was a Rushi out at the plate. And Berlin Highland's got no choice. Pitching change for the Hawks. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Rushi trying to creep back into this contest. Down three to Berlin Highland. When we come back, one away, runners on the corners for Rushi. And Zane Chappie will be at the plate. A chance for Rushi to narrow this difference further. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Now here's the situation. Berlin Highland 4, Rushi 1. Bottom of the fourth, Raiders batting. Pitching change for Berlin Highland is Isaac Yoder on the mound. He threw three on Thursday to close out the game against Tiffin Calvert. Nolan Yoder in that contest started, threw five, gave up three hits, a run. Isaac finished, two hits, a walk over the final three. Doesn't throw nearly as hard as today's starter, Will Schlaball. So it's number 44, Isaac Yoder, who had been in center field, now on the hill. Zane Chappie batting. Runners at first and third for Rushi. Flippo at first, 4-1 game. Raiders have scored one and had a man thrown out at the plate in this inning on a short wild pitch. There's a high hard one to Chappie, cut on and whiffed, strike one. Let's see if Rushi will think about getting Flippo down to second. Runner at third, 4-1 game. Pitch to Chappie. That one's about 6.5 feet tall. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Yoder did record 5 strikeouts and getting 9 outs to finish the game on Thursday against Tiffin Calvert. There's a high curveball floating to the plate, fouled to the screen by Chappie. It's 1-2. Boy, Rushi wants to get that runner in from third at minimum. Have to leave this inning at 4-2. Flippo leading at first. 1-2 pitch coming to Shappy. Yoder with the pause, the stretch, nods the head. High curveball lined off the knee of the pitcher, rolling in the hole between first and second. Infield single, run in, 4-2. Tying run at first. Good piece of hitting by Zane Shappy as Yoder threw him a frisbee. I mean, it was the slowest curve I've seen on the weekend. Shappy kept the hands back, and he hummed the line drive off the leg of Yoder. Quick recovery by the second baseman, Weaver, galloping to his left, but he had no play at first. It's 4-2.
Yeah, that was good for Rushi. That was almost a line out, but Yoder just couldn't quite get that glove down to make the play.
Strike one called to Braylon Cordonier. A long double right here for Braylon could tie up this game. Oh, yeah, if the pitcher reaches down and spears it, it's a line drive double play back to the box.
That was Rushi's first hit of the game.
Sure was. The count, a ball and a strike on Cordonier. Still just one away, two on. Outfield deep around to the right for Braylon. He's got power. He hit one to the Cleveland Clinic sign in deep right center last year. This one is hit high and deep. Way back in the right field corner. The right fielder drops it. He drops it. Here comes the third run. And Rushi has cut the deficit to 4-3. Runners for the Raiders had to stay put, had to hang close. The right fielder, Colin Koblenz, was about 350 from home plate. He was playing Cordonier deep. He made a valiant effort. Might have been looking back over his shoulder into the sun. He got his glove on it. It rolled away from him. And the Rushi Raiders, believe it or not, have got the tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second. We're in the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-3. Isaac Yoder delivers to Monin. Strike. Shoulder high, outside corner. Might have been a gracious one. Not sure how they'll score it. I'm going to say it's a double for Cordonier.
They did score it as a double.
Monin hits one back up the middle through the legs of the pitcher into center. One run scores. Cordonier is held up at third. Monin doesn't stop. Blistering pace on the bases by Monin. He hustles into second. Holy cow. Unbelievable. 4-4 tie. Rushi Raiders. Uncanny in comebacks in tournament play 2 years in a row. Second and third for Rushi. Tie game at four. Here's Hayden Quinter, a chance to get the lead. Infield in. Quinter takes a strike on the outside corner. Infield way up. Margin for error for the defense. Very slim. Boy, if Hayden does not hit it right at somebody, he should be able to score a run or get it to the outfield. Second and third, tie game. The pitch hits Quinter. It hits him. Oh, he's angry. Throws the bat away. It caught him on the left knee. Bases loaded. 4-4 deadlock. Quinter hit by the pitch. Here comes the ninth man to bat in this inning, and Quinter tries to walk it off. He has been nicked up in basketball, injured again in baseball. A variety of nagging ailments. And boy, he is uncomfortable. He's well down the right field line now, coming back toward the first base bag. And he's consulting with two Rushi coaches and the trainer. Situation now, 4-4 tie. Bases full, Rushi. Bottom of the fourth inning. And coming up to hit is Felix Francis. And Isaac Yoder in a pressure cooker situation on the mound for Berlin Highland after throwing three on Thursday. He's in a pickle now. He's in hot water. Felix wants to make sure he doesn't hit the ball right at somebody in the middle of the diamond. Shortstop, second baseman are at medium depth. They are not way in. Interestingly, Berlin Island, middle of the infield, playing for a double play. Still just one out, and earlier in this inning, Rushi had an out at the plate.
Right.
That would have been a fifth run. Raiders would be up, would have nobody out. Here is the pitch to Francis. They're loaded, 4-4 tie, one away. It is a pickoff attempt, throwback to second safe. Sneaky one tried by Berlin Island as Weaver stepped in back of the Raiders base runner. Quinter on at first, Braden Monin at second. Cordonier down the line at third. Here's the pitch to Francis, fouled high and out of play to the right. Braylon trying to get a good secondary jump off of third base because he wants to dig hard for home. Should that ball get away from the catcher, Kaufman? Outfield around to the right for Francis. Here's the big pitch by Yoder out of the stretch. It is just a little bit low. Oh, the catcher Kaufman held the mitt. Umpire shook his head. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Monin for Rushi. Bottom of the fourth, 4-4 tie. Bases loaded. Yoder stretching, pitching. High, bouncing ball toward third. Foul by a foot. Third baseman gloved it wide of the bag. And now Francis has got to make sure he puts the ball in play. Can't have a strike out here. Jude counts on deck. Bases loaded. Rushi, 4-4 tie. Game still young. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Yoder to Francis. Widespread feet at the plate. And Felix steps out. Pitchers off the mound. Center fielder and right center. Middle of the diamond for Berlin Island is extremely deep now. Felix got good wheels. He's tough to double. Yoder steps off the mound again. Felix out of the box. And the catcher, Kaufman, and the pitcher, Yoder, will talk it over. Again, Isaac Yoder on in relief of Will Schlabaugh. He simply threw too many balls, too many bases on balls, and wild pitches. And the Rushi Raiders now have come off the deck to tie this game at 4. An amazing comeback by Rushi. 4-4 tie, bottom of the fourth. 1-2 pitch to Francis. It's on its way. It's on the ground. He swings and misses at a low curveball. First base is occupied, and Rushi does not get the run in. Strikeout. Here is counts. Two away, bases full. Well, it's now going to boil down to which club, Bryant, has got the better back end pitching.
You're right.
Cordonier, the runner at third. Here's the pitch to counts from the hurler, Yoder. It is low and away. Kaufman goes digging for it, smothers it. It's in the dirt area. Hustling down the line a ways was Cordonier at third for Rushi. He managed to hang around. He got the stop sign from Kevin Flippo. Bases full for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Two out. Game tied at 4. Yoder pitching to counts. He's in the stretch. Fastball low. Two balls, no strikes, nowhere to pitch nowhere to place Jude on the bases. Easy for me to say. This is a hitter's pitch. Counts, open stance. Bases full. Two out. 2-0 the count. Yoder delivering. Fastball, yep, right down the pipe. Two balls and a strike, 2-1. Boy, a base on balls here would send in the go-ahead run. No place to put counts. Bat high over his right shoulder. 2-1 delivery. Slow curve, yank, foul, out of play. Counts had a hefty cut. Got the barrel on it, but jerked it foul. 2-2 on counts. Yoder trying to come all the way back and strike out both Francis and counts with the bases full. Yoder peers at his runners. Throws to counts. It's on the ground over the plate, but extremely low. And guess what? We're 3-2. The count is strung out. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on counts. Bases loaded. 4-4 tie. Bottom of the fourth. An enormous pitch coming up here. Yoder stretching. Fires to counts. Foul away. Good piece of hitting, but Jude, he spoiled a fastball that appeared to be on the outside third of the plate. As Yoder pumped one in there, and counts sprayed it out of play. Bases loaded for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Two away. 3-2 pitch upcoming to counts. Yoder fires. It's a curveball swung on and missed. It was outside off the plate. Counts went lurching for it. Rushi does get four to tie the game. Two strikeouts with the bases full for the Raiders and the game tied, plus an out at the plate earlier in that half inning. We go to the fifth. It's a brand new game. The relievers will decide this tilt out on the mound. 4-4 tie. State Championship Division 4 from here at Canal Park in Akron. Rushi 4, Berlin Highland 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGincOH.com.
The Hawks of Berlin Highland and the Raiders of Rushi are even. This game has been leveled, a 4-spot by the Raiders in the bottom of the fourth. Cooper Francis on for Braylon Cordonier. Throws a tailing fastball in for a called strike. Nothing and one on the first batter for Berlin Highland here in the top of the fifth. That one's low and outside. Missed the zone. Nolan Yoder, the shortstop, a senior. He has a long, long triple in this game so far. Francis throws, and Yoder rifles one to right center field. Chappie's on his horse. He cuts it off in deep right center. He makes a strong throw towards second, but Yoder wheeled around first, glided into second base. He's got a triple and a double on the afternoon, and now Cooper Francis has his work cut out for him. Top of the fifth inning, Berlin Highland trying to break the tie. Yoder on at second with the scorching double to right center. And here's Colin Koblenz stepping in. Curveball misses outside by Cooper Francis. Braylon Cordonier started the game for the Rushi Raiders. Was not as sharp as he's been the last 3 weeks or so. Koblenz fouls it out of play to the left. This Berlin Highland club does have a few lefties. One of them batting now, Koblenz. Tie-breaking runner out at second base. 4-4 tie, top of the fifth. A lot of baseball yet to be played. We've got 18 outs remaining in this game. Big sweeping curve. Misses way wide. And it's 2-1 on Koblenz. Koblenz is fouled out to Unverfirth, who made a great catch back near the screen in this game. And Koblenz also in this contest for Berlin Highland has doubled. And Cooper Francis just missed the strike zone to fall behind 3-1. First base open, but lefty on lefty. You want to get him. Swing and a miss. The ball in the mid of Unverfurth and out. And the count is full, 3-2. 3-2 on Koblenz. What a stirring comeback by Rushi, which in that inning did have an out recorded at the plate. And with the bases full and a chance to go ahead, two strikeouts occurred. The pitch to Koblenz is pounded right back through the box, up the middle into center. Chappie charging. He makes a big-time throw to the plate. The batter runner scoots around first, digs to second. Chappie with a hustle play in center to get the ball back into the diamond quickly. Managed to halt the go-ahead run at third, but now Berlin Highland has a serious threat. Runners at second and third with no one out in the top of the fifth inning. And here is Isaac Yoder. He is the hurler for Berlin Highland. And he looks at a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. 4-4 tie. Top of the fifth inning. Rushi, Berlin Highland, all knotted. It was 4-0 Berlin Highland before Rushi tallied 4 in the bottom of the fourth. Yoder swings and pace a long one to deep center. Chappie going back. He's about 375 from home plate and can't get to it. Here's a relay to the plate by Rushi. Two-run score on a mammoth double to the deepest part of the park. And Cooper Francis on the mound for Rushi has been raked in this inning. The bats are alive and well for Berlin Highland. We've got a conference on the mound as the Rushi Raiders send activity to the bullpen in deep right center. 6-4 Berlin Highland, top of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, Brady Yoder steps in the box for Berlin Highland after a long break in the action. The Hawks have scored three straight hits. Cooper Francis, after a long talk with Rushi, coach is still on the mound, and he is having a hard time finding the strike zone. He's nibbling away. He has fallen behind 2-1 on the Berlin Highland hitter, Brady Yoder, the third baseman, two runs in for the Hawks, who have smacked the ball around here in the top of the fifth. Here's a swing and a miss. Up and in fastball. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Just chatting with Tim Street, the OHSAA media relations man, about the great success for all sports at Rushi in the 2022-2023 year. There's a flare to right field. Good piece of hitting by Yoder. Simply stuck the bat out. It was an outside corner pitch, and he dunked it about 180 feet from home plate into shallow right. Francis came on, played it on a bounce. Runner at second darted to third. Runners at first and third for Berlin Highland. And that's what, a grand total of four straight hits, Bryant?
Yes, double single.
No one retired. 6-4, Berlin Highland, aiming for more.
The Hawks now up to 10 hits in this game. Rushi just had three. That's, again, because they were able to draw a lot of walks and had a couple of batters also get hit.
And the pitch to Monagold is up top, out of the zone, ball one. First and third, Berlin Highland, no out, leading 6-4 now. That pitch by Cooper Francis is up out of the zone again. Has not been a good day for the Rushi pitching staff. It's been splendid all year, brilliant, in fact, but not this afternoon. Berlin Highland's bats have roughed them up. Foul ball out of play to the left. No, it's in the field of play in foul territory. Excellent effort by Quinter. Woo! Dazzling play by Hayden Quinter, the third baseman for the Rushi Raiders, as the breeze blowing in from left field kept the ball just to the field side of the tarp. Quinter went down there, caught it, followed that ball. Despite the sun and wind, three Raiders converged. Quinter caught it, big out. Runners are halted at first and third. Man on third couldn't tag in advance. Boy, I tell you what, with a lot of foul ground, you can help your pitcher by recording outs in foul territory. And at places like Wright State, Springfield, here at Canal Park in Akron, there is immense territory outside the foul stripes. Infielders, go get them. First and third, one away now for Berlin Highland. And here is Braden Kaufman high. It's a ball. 1-0. Well, Rushi's got to stop the bleeding right here. Rushi's got three more at bats. We're only in the top of the fifth. Pitch by Francis. Missed an inch or two above the letters. And it goes to 2-0. 2-0 on the catcher, Kaufman. 240 on the year. Delivery. It's low, curveball missed downstairs. And the count for the batter for Berlin Highland is
3-0.
Three balls and no strikes. Francis in a hole, infield in now for the Raiders. Everybody on the grass. Strike called below the letters, inside corner. I might note that is a new offensive player in for Berlin Highland. It's Caden Koblenz who's batting, and he swings and skies it in the air into short right field. On comes Felix Francis. He's got it for the out about 60 feet behind first. Called off Flippo and counts, and again the runners stay parked. That's another big pop out. Rushi may get out of this jam, Bryant, after four straight hits and two runs. Everything may get thwarted right here as the Raiders have a chance to stymie the rally and leave two on. Down only two. Top of the fifth. This is Connor Beachy who steps in. He's been out twice to right field and also second to first. Strike called on the outside corner by Cooper Francis. Good pitch by Cooper. He deals to Beachio. That's a wide one. Nice play by Unverfirth, who dove into the left-hand batter's box to save a wild pitch and a run. 6-4, Berlin Highland. Top of the fifth inning. Runners at second and third. Rushi's got to put down this rally right now. Pitch to Beachy. Off the inside corner, 2-1. 2-1 on Beachy. Second and third for Berlin Highland, which has grabbed the lead back in the top of the fifth. Cooper Francis to Beachy off the plate outside. 3-1. That one was not close. First base is open. Top of the order, Alec Weaver up next. By way of average, Beachy a better hitter than Weaver. And that one's up. It's ball four. And Cooper Francis spun around on the mound. He could not believe that was not a strike. They're loaded for Hawks. Two away, top of the fifth. Berlin Island 6, Rushi 4. Alec Weaver has walked, been safe on an error, and has been out once. Open stance. Francis fires. Oh, my goodness. It nicked the batter on the fabric. It caught part of the shirt, and it forces in a run. Tough break for Rushi. Cooper Francis was off the plate inside, and it got a piece of the jersey of Alec Weaver. I tell you what, Brian, I've seen several games since Thursday, and there have been three times since Thursday, the umpire has said, batter, come on back. You did not try to get out of the way of the pitch ball, and they've taken the hit batsman off the board, and in one of the situations, it was a strike on the inside corner.
Okay.
The other two situations, it was simply a ball. But that one was close because it certainly didn't hit flesh. It just caught fabric on the jersey of the batter for Berlin Highland. He was awarded first base by the plate umpire, and Rushi's pitching is not good here today in the state championship game. And I think that's Ross Fissinger who's on.
Yes.
Ross Fissinger has been outstanding in about 40 innings this year. Has a small earned run average. He scatters hits. He throws strikes. He pitches to contact. And he's on with the bases full. Another run is in. Three runs in the frame for Highland, which leads 7-4. Brian?
It's been a long time since Ross Fissinger has been in a game. What was Cooper Francis late in that Newton game who they brought in?
Yes.
So he was the only reliever Rushi has brought into a game in their tournament run. First sectional game was a complete game win for Filippo. Then, of course, they had one sectional game because they had a first round bye. Then there was that district semi against Newton. The district final, that Cordonier pitch, was a complete game. Filippo pitched a complete game in the regional semi. And then Cordonier, a complete game in the regional final. Of course, we saw Filippo's complete game here on Thursday. So Francis had not been in for a while, and it's been even longer for Fissinger. But that's the type of situation you can get in. And again, as you've noted, both teams are in this as Highland spent two pitchers in their state semi on Thursday, and they're on their number two, their second pitcher of the day, that is, today.
Newton got five against Rushi in a district semifinal. Indian Lake scored eight against the Raiders in a weekend game late in the season. And the new hitter for Berlin Highland smacks a hard ground ball in the hole between first and second. Filippo tries to flag it. It squirts out into short right field. And another run scores. It's an infield hit. Filippo tried to feel that ball between the first and second base hole. And he went sprawling on the dirt for it. Got the tip end of his glove on it. It trickled into short right. Another run in for Berlin Highland. Bases still loaded up, and it's 8-4. Ball was hit fairly sharply, well placed. Nothing Filippo could do about it. Here's a hard line drive, poked in the left field. It may score two. Here's a throw to the plate. Unverfurth gets the tag, and the headlong slide by the runner is good enough to beat the tag by Unverfurth. Two more runs are in for Berlin Highland. And I'm totaling them up now, Bryant. Correct me if I'm wrong. 10-4.
You've got it. Six have scored in this inning.
10-4 Hawks, as the Rushi pitching staff has been blistered here this afternoon in the state championship. Indian Lake scored eight. last game of the regular season when Rushi, on a weekend in a game down at Vandalia Butler, did not start Flippo or Cordonier. Rushi gave up 8 in that game, and in a loss to Fort Loramie in the one of the two meetings between the two, the first contest between the two clubs, Raiders and Redskins, and Fort Loramie scored 6. That was at midseason. That's how good the Raiders staff has been. New batter for Berlin Highland hits a little looping flare out behind second base at Texas Leaguer. On comes Chappie, and a brilliant sliding play. Nicely done by Chappie. Wow, if that falls in, a couple more race home. A big 6 spot by Berlin Highland here in the 5th. And now Rushi is down a half dozen. We go to the bottom of the 5th. It's the Hawks 10, Raiders 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
The Rushi Raiders down 6 runs. Bat in the bottom of the 5th. Rushi had been down 4 when batting in the bottom of the 4th, 4-0. Scored 4. Had an out at the plate. Could have tallied 5. Berlin Highland cranks up the bats and gets 6 runs on 6 hits in the top of the 5th inning. And Rushi's pitching, which has been a big part of the Raiders' model for success the last couple years, has been beaten up pretty hard here today by the Hawks' bats. Berlin Highland has smoked them. Rushi Raiders batting here in the bottom of the 5th inning, and it's Ross Fissinger who is in the box. And the count is 2 balls and a strike as he tried to check up on the last one. Ball caught the handle part of the bat and trickled foul. Isaac Yoder on the bump in relief here for Berlin Highland. That pitch to Fissinger is at the top of the shin and is called a strike. 2-2. 2-2 on Fissinger. Rushi down 6, bottom of the 5th. Yoder misses about 6 or 8 inches outside. And my mistake, I had screwed up on the count. It was 3-2 and not 2-2. And Fissinger walks on ball 4 wide. So Fissinger is aboard. Cooper Unverfirth steps in. Boy, you look down through Rushi's scores this year, and it is amazing. Boy, you count the shutouts. Darn near 10 shutouts, including a 3 in the tournament. In excess of 10, in fact. And very few times all year long has Rushi given up more than 4 or 5 runs. As I said, Fort Loramie scored 6. Indian Lake scored 8. Salina did manage 9 in getting beat. And that's it. Just 3 times more than, 5 runs scored against the Raiders all year long. And Berlin Highland has busted this thing open with 10 here today. Fissinger down at first, no one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, 10-4 game. Cooper Unverfurth is batting. He's got a ball and a strike on him. Yoder with the offering fouled away to the right, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Well, what's the phrase, Bryant? All really good things must come to an end sometime. Well, this one's not over yet, but this would be a comeback of all comebacks should Rushi pull this out. Oh, here's a line drive off the bat of Unverfurth to the Berlin Highland second baseman. And guess what? Rushi's base runner wandered too far away from the bag, and he's doubled up.
Yeah, it will, as you were just saying there, Jack, it's going to take a lot of hitting for Rushi to get back in this, and it just became a lot harder with that double play. Now two outs in the fifth, so you are down to seven total outs now, trailing by 6 runs.
Unverfurth hit the ball squarely to the second baseman, who motored to his left, picked it off, saved it from going into right field. Fissinger was a good 20-30 feet toward second base. May have thought the ball was going to go through. Play was in front of him. He was doubled up back at first fairly easily. And now with two out in the bottom of the fifth, the task becomes even taller for Rushi. Boy, they would love to have gotten a single there. Something would have been started with two on and nobody out, but two outs are recorded on one play. And Flippo on three straight pitches. Strike one called, strike two swinging, strike three swinging, goes down against Isaac Yoder. Three batters for Rushi in the fifth. We go to the sixth. It's all Berlin Highland after 6 runs in the fifth inning. Berlin Highland snapped a 4-4 deadlock. Hawks lead it 10-4, top of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
The Rushi Raiders are behind by 6 runs, 10-4, top of the sixth inning. Berlin Highland, a slight favorite coming into this game today. Number one team in the state, 29-1 against the Rushi Raiders, who were 26-6. 32 games, 26-6. Berlin Highland, 29-1. Rushi last year was 25-6 or 25-7, depending on whether or not you count that late game added during the tournament against Eaton, which Rushi lost. Berlin Highland is batting here in the top of the sixth. Isaac Yoder, who's pitched very well in relief, is in the box and down, nothing in two, as Fissinger just blazed a fastball right past him. Here's a curve, hit hard on the ground to Quinter's left and through the hole, left side, into left field between Quinter and Flippo. And as I look at the scoreboard, Bryant, and try to read it, is that 13 hits for Berlin Highland?
That is their 13th hit, correct.
Berlin Island has stuck it to Rushi's pitching here today.
Again, Cordonier gave up 2 earned runs on 6 hits. Francis gave up 6 earned runs on 4 hits. Fissinger has given up 3 hits so far. The runs that Highland scored in the last inning all were charged to Francis. Of course, Fissinger came in, 7 batters into that inning, I think.
Here is a steal attempt by Berlin Highland, and it's a good one. Isaac Yoder took off on the pitch to left-hand batting Grady Monigold, and he slides in safely. There's an out for Berlin Highland here in the top of the 6th inning as Brady Yoder followed up Isaac Yoder with a soft line drive out in the infield, and now Monigold hits with a runner at 2nd. Good point to be made is that Rushi's starting pitching here in the tournament has been excellent. It has been so superb that Raiders backup pitchers simply have not gotten much work. Yeah, you throw on the side all you want, but that's not the real thing.
Right.
And that makes it tough. But Rushi's starting pitching today, not what it has been. And Rushi's gone 3 hurlers deep in this game against Berlin Island, which has cracked out 13 hits and 10 runs. Runner at 2nd with 1 away here in the top of the 6th inning. And Monigold looks at a letter-eye pitch from Fissinger, and it's called strike 2. 2-2 on Monigold. He's got a single and 3 trips. There's a ball grounded just foul by about 18 inches outside the bag at 1st. 1-2 on Monigold, or I should say 2-2 on him. Earlier today, Cincinnati Moeller defeated Olentangy Orange 4-1 to win the Division I state crown. Fissinger fires, high fastball, hacked at, no dice, swinging, missing was the hitter Monigold, 2 away. Fissinger had some gas on that one. Here's Braden Kaufman, catcher, stepping in for Berlin Highland. Runner at 2nd, 2 away, top of the 6th. Fissinger fires to the plate, curveball, yep. In and over, froze the batter, no balls and a strike, nothing and 1. 10-4 lead for Berlin Highland. Fissinger's curveball is golfed out into right center field. Chappie is galloping into the gap, can't get to it. It's a long single, scoring the runner from 2nd. 11-4. Base knocked by the Berlin Highland catcher, Braden Kaufman. His first hit of the day, and Berlin Highland tacks on another. Here is Connor Beachy. Beachy, the left fielder, a junior, steps in. Pitch to him is belted to right field on 1 bounce to Francis. A line drive at his feet. Felix picked it up, dropped it. The runner on 1st looked over his shoulder, got the sign from the third base coach, and he scoots on into 3rd. And the batter runner scurries around 1st on the late throw to 3rd, and he's standing at 2nd. 11-4 Berlin Highland with runners at 2nd and 3rd and 2 out here in the top of the 6th inning. Back to the top of the order, and Alec Weaver steps in, swinging and a miss on a wide curveball, strike 1. No balls and a strike, nothing in 1. Delivery to the plate, bounced to Quinter at 3rd, he gobbles it up. Thought about tagging the runner, threw late to 1st. Run scores again. Hesitation by Quinter at 3rd. With 2 out, the play is in front of you. The out's at 1st. Go get it. But he thought about tagging the runner, who slowed down wisely And then the pitch on to first across the diamond. It looked like it was an even Steven tie. Well, the throw didn't beat the runner. He is safe, and that's the right call.
Something, I guess, to consider now after these two runs, 12-4. There is two outs in the inning, but with two runners on base, Jack, if Highland could push them across, we could be looking at a run rule game at the end of this inning if Rushi were not to score.
Cody Yoder steps in, DH. His first two trips to the plate were good ones. He singled twice. Runner on first is going. Unverfer throws down to second base, very wide, and it goes into center field. And there is the 13th run for Berlin Island. It has come unglued for the Raiders here in the last couple innings. Six runs by Berlin Island in the fifth inning. In what, one, two, three more here in the sixth? And Raiders players converse on the mound. Delay in the action with Rushi behind by a count of 13-4. Bryant, officially, what, 15, 16 hits for Berlin Island?
Yeah, 15 now. They are up to 15. Or no, 16. They had not updated that yet. 16.
Right. Here is Cody Yoder stepping in the box. 13-4 spread. This was a 4-4 game at the end of four, and Rushi had a fifth run nailed at the plate in that inning. Big curveball by Fissinger on the outside corner for a strike to Cody Yoder. Nine runs in the last two innings among the previous five outs for Berlin Highland. High and away, 1-1. Fissinger on the bump, third pitcher for the Raiders. And Rushi's arms have been torched today by some hot bats from Berlin Highland. Curveball by Fissinger is towered in foul territory outside of first. Counts, uses his glove to shade the sun, spears it for the out. Bottom of the sixth upcoming, Rushi down 9 to Berlin Island in the D4 state championship game on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
The Rushi Raiders batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning, down 13-4. You heard me right. 4-0 Berlin Highland. After three, Rushi caught up with four in the fourth. Had a runner thrown out of the plate. Could have been up one. Berlin Highland with nine. That's right, nine runs in the last two innings. Zane Chappie leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Raiders, who trail at 13-4. The pitcher, Isaac Yoder, on in relief of Will Schlabaugh, and Chappie has walked on a pitch that's wide, ball four. Chappie aboard, and Braylon Cordonnier steps in from the left side. Well, we knew Berlin Highland would hit the baseball, robust batting averages all year long, yet on Thursday, they were an out and a missed umpiring call away from being beaten. 1-0 by Tiffin Calvert. Pitch to Cordonnier, strike on the inside corner at the knees. 0-1. Isaac Yoder, who threw three innings in relief on Thursday to close out the game and win it 4-1 and extras for Berlin Highland, has done a mighty good job in relief of the very wild starter, Will Schlabaugh, here today. Cordonnier just fouls one at the plate.
Yeah, Yoder has pitched 1 2/3 as of right now. 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts.
1-2 on Cordonnier, and that is way, way, way inside. Got him on the kneecap. He doesn't like it. He's been hit twice. He's got a double in this game, does Braylon. In fact, it's the longest hit ball I've seen in several games here at Canal Park this week since Thursday.
Yeah, that landed close to the warning track, and after the right fielder missed it there, it rolled all the way to the wall pretty much, I think.
Yeah, that was back in the inning in which Rushi scored 4 in the fourth. Cordonnier smashed a 350-foot double. He had a long triple here last year to right center, did Braylon. He loves this park. He's hit well. Rushi with 2 on, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the batter, Braden Monin, looks at a strike on the outside corner. Monin's got a single, a walk, safe on an error, been aboard 3 times for Rushi, which is down 9. Runners at first and second, pitch to the plate, curveball by Monin, bounced 1-2-3 times for the shortstop. Here's the flip to second, the pivot, the throw to first, out at first base, double play turned. Berlin Highland very neatly gets a twin killing, short to second to first, nicely
and
done.
That's their second straight inning where they've had a double play, too. That definitely helps Yoder be able to stay calm on the mound, too.
So Rushi now has runners at first and third. You're right, Bryant. Raiders got the first man on previous inning. Soft line drive turned into a double play back at first here. 6-4-3 variety. Quinter fouls high in the air, out of play to the right. Rushi starts 3 seniors. 3 seniors in the starting lineup. Berlin Highland started 3 seniors in its opening lineup. So both teams will return plenty of skill, talent, and experience next year. Rushi Raiders with a mark of 26-6 coming into the game today. Here's a strike called on the outside corner, and I'm confused after the double play. Now, wait a minute.
Oh, I guess he was safe at first. Yeah, I missed that too, Jack.
Oh.
Yep, he's down there at first. That got by us.
Oh,
Monin is at first.
How did we miss that?
I don't know. Foot must have been off the bag or something, because
yes,
the throw looked like it was there.
No, it sure did. Well, we've gotten a bit lazy in a 13-4 game. That was a strikeout recorded there by Berlin Highland, second out of the frame. It was not a double play turned by the Hawks, as Monin was ruled safe at first. You're right, it must have been a slight pull off the bag by the first baseman's foot. First and third, 2 out, bottom of the sixth. Felix Francis is in at the plate. Felix so far in this game, has struck out twice and flied to right. Pitch to Felix, curveball, swing and a miss. That was a two-strike pitch. He swung over the top of a big bender, and Rushi's out in the sixth inning. The home team goes down, leaves a couple aboard, doesn't score. We go to the seventh, D4 state championship, all Berlin Island over Rushi, 13-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Well, as our concentration waned a little bit there in the bottom of the sixth inning, last two hitters, Quinter and Francis, struck out for Rushi. Preceding that, Bonin's double play ground ball to short. It was not a double play, ruled safe at first, as the first baseman must have inched off the bag just a smidgen. Rushi wound up leaving runners at first and third. So the Raiders, 26-6 on the year, defending state champs, are down to one inning, one more at bat for Rushi, 13-4, Berlin Highland, which brings up to the plate the leadoff batter in the top of the seventh, Nolan Yoder. He has tripled and doubled, barreled one up to center. It was caught by Shappy. He has hit the ball extremely well here today. Winding pitching, new hurler on the bump for the Rushi Raiders, and I'm not sure if I caught his numerals, Bryant.
That is Monin on the mound for Rushi.
Yep, that's Braden's style of delivery, a lot of wrist. Here's a ground ball to short, and Braylon Gordonier gloves it once, twice, muffed it both times, no play, E6, runner safe at first. And I think Rushi, understandably, has lost some focus here in the last inning or two as well.
Yeah, it's rough, and it's no consolation as of right now because they really wanted to repeat, but this is still a great run for this team.
Yeah, nothing at all to be ashamed of or hurt by. 26-6 this year. Last year, 25-6. Final record this year will be 26-7. After splitting games here at the state tournament. But 26-7, 25-6, not counting the Eaton loss well after the season ended last year. So that's a grand total of 51 victories in 2 years. And that's amazing. A lot of high school teams don't get to 51 in five seasons.
Right. And just a great run. Two, including the great basketball season, state, and three consecutive seasons for this group.
It is Braden Monin on the mound. He's got a real good change-up knuckleball, and it's pretty effective. I've been behind the backstop when he's thrown it, and it dances. But after a hit and a walk to the most recent Berlin Highland hitter here in the seventh inning, Monin is in a jam, two on, nobody out. As Berlin Highland sends up Isaac Yoder, He's doubled and singled his last two trips. Boy, he's clubbed it very hard. Two on, nobody out, Berlin Highland here in the top of the seventh inning. It has been a super sports year for Rushi High School. And I know there have been a number of individuals who have excelled in the many individual-type sports, but volleyball, regional tournament, girls basketball, regional tournament, softball, regional tournament, boys hoops all the way to the state Final Four. It's been a grand year for Rushi High School sports for sure. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Yoder as Monin just flipped that knuckleball in and Yoder cut and missed. There's the knuckler again, low and away. Swing and a miss as Yoder lunged for it. Couldn't get the bat end on the ball. 1-2 on Yoder. Open stance at the plate. 13-4 Berlin Highland. Top of the seventh. The stretch by Monin. That ball bounces wide. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Rushi's roster filled with underclassmen. Not many seniors. Standout hurler Xavier Flippo, a senior. Here's a pitch to the plate, down low, trickles away from Unverfirth. Runners move up to second and third. No one out, top of the seventh. 13-4, Berlin Highland in the lead. Yoder chokes up on the bat, half inch or so. Here's the delivery. Swing and a miss, knuckleball by Monin, and Yoder sliced over the top of it. One out, Berlin Highland, top of the seventh. Two on. Other seniors for the Rushi Raiders include Ross Fissinger and Zane Chappie. Flippo and Chappie, the 1-2 punch at the top of the order. Fissinger, outstanding pitcher all year long, enabled Flippo and Cordonier to get the rest they needed throughout the campaign. Fissinger, a fine third man. We covered one game at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons, in which Ross pitched, and he sparkled against Versailles on that Saturday afternoon. But Fissinger, Chappie, Flippo, and I think that's it.
Correct. You got it. Those three.
Three young men who start. They are three of the nine starters, but the only three seniors on the roster. New hitter for Berlin Highland, Brady Yoder. Sky's a pop-up in the middle of the diamond. And in the bright blue sky, Cordonier looks up into the sun, gets his glove up over his eyes, and peers around it to make the catch. Two away for Berlin Highland here in the top of the seventh inning.
And success, you, I think, can safely assume, should continue for Rushi in both boys basketball and baseball. Now, it's always tough to get back to state, but as far as making a deep run and making a run at Shelby County Athletic League titles, a very talented group coming back in both those sports, many of which play both sports. So Rushi should continue to be a force to be reckoned with here the next couple of years.
Monin's junk is giving Berlin Highland fits at the moment. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on the new hitter. Grady Monigold batting from the left side. 13-4, Berlin Highland in front. Two out for the Hawks, top of the seventh. Here is the windup, the pitch to the plate. Knuckleball floats high and away. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Berlin Highland, top of the seventh inning. Braden Monin, fourth pitcher used by Rushi here today. He fires, and that is so far inside. It nicked the batter on the hip, and he is aboard down at first. And in this game so far today, Bryant, that's what, at least three, maybe four, who have been hit by pitches?
Yeah, I've really lost track of that. There have been a lot.
I believe that is four officially. Jude Counts was hit by a pitch. Braylon Cordonier twice in this game. One batter for Highland's been hit, so that's five. Five in all. Bases loaded. Merlin Highland, top of the seventh. It is off speed, knuckleball, change up, pitch after pitch from Monin, who's ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on the new Hawks hitter, who looks at a wild pitch 4 or 5 feet outside the zone, goes to the backstop, another run scores. Braden Kaufman, the batter, runners now at second and third. It is 14-4, Berlin Highland. We're in the top of the seventh.
And with that run, now only one inning in this game that Highland has not scored. That was the second. They have scored at least one in the other six.
They have been persistent at the plate. Darned and determined. Rushi pitching not sharp today. Raiders have used four. And Berlin Highland has cracked hit after hit after hit. Here, though, Monin on a 3-2 pitch gets a swing and a miss. Knuckleball floats in and over, and going down on strikes is the Berlin Highland batter, Connor Beachy. We go to the bottom of the seventh. The defending state champs are down by 10. 14-4, Berlin Highland over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Jude counts, first baseman Raiders, bats first here in the bottom of the seventh inning with Rushi down but 10, 14-4. Jude probably the heir apparent to the number two pitching spot next year. At least he would be in line for it. He would have to prove himself. He is a junior who returns, and he's been very good on the mound most of the time this year, pitched splendidly at St. Henry in an early season win, 6-4 through five innings in that contest. Here is Counts looking at a pitch for strike three on the low outside corner. He didn't like it. The umpire rings him up. One out for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh inning, trailing Berlin Highland by a count of 14-4. Again, just three Rushi seniors on this roster, all three starters, including this man at the plate right now, Ross Fissinger. Xavier Flippo, a senior. Zane Shappy, a senior. Rushi will still be very strong next season. Again, the Raiders will have to rebuild that pitching staff because Fissinger and Flippo were two cogs. Flippo, the number one, Fissinger, clearly the number three. So they do graduate. They'll have to be replaced. Again, the Rushi Raiders a year ago, overall mark 25-6. We'll throw out that loss during the tournament, a regular season add-on game to Eaton. And here this season, 26-7 after the defeat in the state championship today, as Fissinger goes down hacking. Strike three, he's out. And we've got a pinch hitter, I think, for the Raiders with two down in the bottom of the seventh inning.
And that is Zeb Schultze coming up.
Schultze, a sophomore. The pitch to him, swung on and missed for strike one. Well, between the likes of Schultze and York and a few others, Rusch will have to fill in the few holes they will have in that starting lineup. Strike two called on Schultze after a swing and a miss. He looks at one knee high. Rushi down to maybe the very last pitch. It's Isaac York, or I should say Isaac Yoder, throwing, and it's fouled to the screen.
Island fans on their feet. Rushi has a great crowd, as we talked with Craig Fissinger about before the game. And you mentioned earlier, Jack, how they did seem to outdraw Highland today.
Swing and a miss by Schultze. It's over. Celebration, Berlin Highland, to the right of the pitching mound. Berlin Highland state champs. They won it all in 2016 in Division III. They take the title here 7 years later in Division IV. Rushi's bid for a repeat denied by Berlin Highland, which takes this one 14-4. Rushi had stormed from behind, once down 4-0 in this game. Raiders tied it with a four spot in the fourth, but Berlin Highland came swinging with the bats once again and scored 10 more unanswered runs as Rushi's pitching faltered here today. Again, you look back over the course of the season, Rushi simply didn't have a game on the mound remotely close to this poor. Nothing remotely close. Indian Lake scored 8 runs in a game down at Vandalia Butler, a last regular season game. Salina got 9 in a weekend contest. Salina got 9 in a weekend game that Rushi won. Fort Loramie beat Rushi 6-1 in the first of the two meetings between those two. Newton got 5 in the district semifinal. Runs were hard to come by all year long against this Rushi pitching staff. That's why you salute Berlin Highland.
Yes.
Which clubbed, what, a grand total of 16 hits?
15. It was 15. Double-check that on the OHSA official's live stats. 15. Yeah, it's just a matter, you know, when you go into these matchups against with teams going up against each other from different parts of the state, you never quite know what to expect. As you noted, Jack, huge numbers from Berlin Highland, and it's a question of can they do it against this pitching? Don't know if they've seen the likes of a Braylon Cordoner yet this year, again, being from a different part of the state, but bottom line, Highland hit as good as advertised, and that was just made for a tough day for Rushi. As you said, 4 guys went out there for Rushi today, and whatever was thrown at them, Highland was able to get the bat on the ball.
And the Berlin Highland Hawks wind up the year, I think officially 30-1.
30-1, correct.
30-1 by way of record. The lone loss was in their league, the Intervalley Conference, to Urecksville Claymont. They were beaten in extra innings 6-5. In the first meeting between the two a few days prior, Claymont was routed 16-1 by Berlin Highland. That was the Hawks' only loss all year long.
Yeah, that's the way baseball can be sometimes, yeah. Right?
and had it not been for what appeared to be a blown call in right field on Thursday, Berlin Highland would not have gotten here. Tiffin Calvert led 1-0, one out, bottom of the seventh. Fly ball to right, routine play in the glove of the right fielder. Looked like he grabbed the ball to throw it back to the infield. Ball came out of the hand. Umpire hesitated, the first base ump, who may not have gotten a good long look at it. He ruled safe. He ruled safe. Error charged right fielder. And then guess what? Berlin Highland tied the game later in the seventh and got three in the top of the eighth inning and won the game by a final score of 4-1.
Yeah, and it's an incredible story for Highland this year to have been able to do this. And as you just went over that game, like I said, I saw a bit of that eighth inning. And I guess that was a preview for me seeing Highland hit today, because they hit in that eighth inning like they hit all day today.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they got to a backup pitcher for Tiffin Calvert in extra innings and managed to nick him up just enough to pull away and win that game. Mason Johnson, the number two starter for Tiffin Calvert, came in and threw the eighth and was not very good. He was labeled as maybe being as good as Blake Coleman, the number one for Calvert. He was not sharp in the eighth inning against Berlin Island. And the Hawks scored three after being the benefactor of the blown umpiring,
right.
blown umpiring call in right field in the seventh. And Berlin Island got that break, made the most of it, and pounded Rushi here today in the D4 state championship by a final score of 14-4. I do want to mention Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We style your hair at Cutaway Styling Salon and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Tim Streed, Media Relations Director for the OHSAA, presenting the State Runners-Up Trophy to the Rushi Raiders, announcing the fact that it's been a brilliant sports year at Rushi High School. It has been outstanding. That's an understatement. A regional tournament in girls basketball, state tournament boys basketball, regional tournament volleyball. Wow, Final Four appearance in boys hoops. Amazing. Leading 37-36, a minute to go, third quarter, against Cleveland's Richmond Heights bunch, or as one sports writer referred to as the Milwaukee Bucks. But just a great sports year for the Rushi Raiders. Yeah, you're down and out if you're a Rushi fan right now, but you look back and reflect on the successes, and this is a club that will return everybody but three players, yes, three starters and two very good pitchers, but the nucleus is there for Rushi to be mighty strong again in baseball in 2024.
That was the exact number they lost off last year's state championship team, if I remember right, was three players. So, yes, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with here for the next couple of years for sure.
And don't forget that Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle still has a few tickets remaining. You got a 4% chance to win something, $100 a ticket. The big raffle takes place during the Fort Loramie Liberty Days next month. Top prize, a Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Purchase tickets online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle during Liberty Days. And as I noted for you just seconds before, don't forget about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. 40-year styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Cutaway Styling Salon, Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, one of our longtime underwriting sponsors, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Berlin Highland was the state runner-up in a few previous seasons. In fact, won it in D3 in 2016, was a state runner-up in D3 the next year, was also a runner-up in 2000 and 2008, and this was year number six to advance to the state finals. This year, the Berlin Highland Hawks earned a second state title in baseball, one now in D3, and one as of today in D4. Rushi Raiders, success story in baseball as well. Five state semifinals, three times state runners-up in 75, 2017, and this year, and a couple of state championship seasons. Last year, of course, 2022. And back in 1971, hats off to Kevin Flippo and his staff. I tell you what, a real difficult task coming into the year. You win it last year. You knew Rushi would be strong in baseball a season ago. Expectations, Bryant, didn't include a state championship, maybe not even a regional title. It could have been a goal. It was not one that was within easy reach during the course of the season. But Rushi, you know, won a sectional, district, regional, and state a year ago. And that made the task this season that much more challenging because the expectations just rose through the sky. They became so lofty,
yes,
and tough to succeed at that kind of level when you're expected to go back and repeat because everybody returns on the team.
Yeah, Coach Kevin Filippo talked about that after Thursday's victory. I don't know if we played that portion of the interview in our pregame segment that we played some of his postgame comments. But he talked about how well the players were able to handle this and how it changed in the tournament run. He did say during regular season there was more pressure, and he said that hitting slump that the team went through late in the year could be attributed to that. They got down on themselves and weren't mentally as ready then. But once postseason play began, they completely changed gears. All of that melted away, and they were able to focus in good. And we saw that focus firsthand. You know, their second tournament game, that district semifinal against Newton, Jack, the wheels very easily could have fallen off. Newton scored five. After struggling to hit, they only had a couple of hits the first five innings. In that sixth, they get five runs, take a 5-4 lead. Rushi was able to battle back. Braden Monin had that huge hit in the seventh, and they kept the tournament run going from them. In more tense situations, that regional was very tense this year. Extra innings, no score against Bern Union in that semifinal a week ago Thursday, and then a week ago Friday, it was a 1-1 tie with Southeastern after four innings. So this squad has just done a tremendous job the last two seasons in tense situations. Of course, as we've noted numerous times, their last five postseason games last year, including the state championship win over Lincoln View, were all come-from-behind victories. Nerves of steel, this group.
Right. And that win over Newton in the district semifinal gave Rushi a chance to exhale, take a deep breath.
Yes.
And say, "Woo, boy, that's how close a loss can be. You can exit the tourney with the snap of the fingers." Rushi pulled that out of the fire, and I think it allowed Rushi to open their eyes and move forward without looking back, and to move forward straight ahead with a new start, a fresh start on a tournament run. They were able to win that game by a whisker. Shucks, Berlin Highland nearly lost the state semifinal.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a timely hit. It's a fielding play. It's a break. It's a break sometimes over which you have very little or no control. Berlin Highland got a huge break on Thursday, and it had no control over that umpiring decision.
Right.
The fly ball in right field. Yeah, Braden Monin got the big two-out double in the seventh against Newton. And Monin came back with a hit against Southeastern, which propelled Rushi to the 2-1 lead in that game. Hayden Quinter had a two-run single in that game. He had a two-run single in the game against Bern Union.
Yes.
So I guess what I'm saying is the clutch plays started to happen once again. Once Rushi got past that Newton game, they breathed a sigh of relief and had renewed confidence.
Yes.
From there on after today, the pitching staff was beaten up by a very good hitting Berlin Highland bunch. Give them all the credit in the world. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that number one rating in the last State Coaches Association poll, deserved this year.
No question. No question about it. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors as we sign off here today on scoresbroadcast.com. A number of newer ones over the last part of the season, Allen Ball Insurance and Jackson Center, new. Thank you so much. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Pickwa, and Troy since 1922, a brand new underwriting sponsor. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group is one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the area. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your underground plumbing specialist. Call on J&J. Now don't sweat it, just jet it with J&J Brodigham. Also a big thank you to A&E Services out of Sydney. They do all sorts of remodeling for you right now into roofs and roofing repair. I've met Mr. Jones. He does a great job. Call an A&A, or I should say A&E, A&E Services. They are the home crew for the Honeydew, and they're all over Sydney right now doing a lot of roof work and getting terrific recommendations. A&E Services in Sydney. And we also say hello to Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie, a relatively new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Roderman's got a passion for what they do, and they protect what you value and give you peace of mind. Thanks to all of those new sponsors here on Scores Broadcast, as well as to our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Don't forget LaCal, a Scores founding partner, would not be here today without the assistance and support from LaCal. Way back in 2006 and 7, they got us off the ground. Thanks so much to Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock and all the staff and associates at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Also, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, about which we've spoken many times here today. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie at Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know that Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Securecom in Minster, online at securcom.com. the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Bryant, as I look down through the list, a number of other sponsors, relatively new over the last high school sports year, Burke Petroleum in Minster, put Burke to work for propane, serving your propane needs. Burke Petroleum in Minster, Spherion Staffing and Recruiting, offices from Dayton to Lima, including Sydney and St. Mary's. Spherion, it works. Go to applyohio.com and put yourself to work. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Nick Fullenkamp, Arushi Man, is the CEO of Custom Foam. We say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much for your support, too. Francis Schultze was on the air with us before the start of the game today. Francis Schultze in Rushi. It sponsors a pregame segment where we highlight key building components for the two teams, and we thought it might be pitching. It turned out not to be. We knew that Braylon Cordonier needed to have a standout performance to match Will Schlebaugh, the fireballer of Berlin Highland. Neither threw the ball as well as they would have liked. Those were key building components. The pitching for the two clubs, as it turned out, Berlin Highland hit the cover off the ball. Francis Schultze and Rushi offers the finest building components. Storm doors and garage doors, materials for that and more. Francis Schultze providing the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schultze in Rushi. If you check the scoresbroadcast.com website, we've posted a couple of upcoming football games. August 18th, August 25th, Fort Loramie at Minster, Versailles at Fort Loramie. On those two dates, those are our first two football assignments in August. And then on September 1st, Bryant, Sydney, under its new head coach, travels to Xenia. We'll get a look at that newly remodeled facility at Xenia. That'll be game three on the road at Xenia High School after a game between Fort Loramie and Minster and a game between Fort Loramie and Versailles. That's how we kick off football in 2023. Two games in August, and then the Sydney game on the road at Xenia is Friday night, September 1st, I believe.
And three football games before Labor Day this year.
Yes. Enjoyed it so much. What a year. This was game 99 for us. We covered baseball out the gazoo, a lot of fun. After a little stretch in April, the weather did cooperate, and we got in, I think, a grand total of 21 baseball games, including this tournament stretch, 21 baseball contests, a couple of softball games involving Rushi Southeastern and Rushi Parkway in a district contest and a regional one.
Yes.
And wound up at 99, I think about the second or third most games we have ever broadcasted since 2006. And our sponsors are on the air. They're not charged more. These are all bonus games. We cover what we deem we need to cover to provide the listeners in West Central Ohio State and the many more on the internet the games that should be covered.
It's been a great run, and Jack, it's been a lot of great games to cover this year. We've had a lot to pick from. A great fall season. You had Fort Loramie football make a nice run on the gridiron.
Yep.
And then in addition to that, Rushi basketball made it all the way to state, and you had great tournament runs by Jackson Center. Of course, that regional final, Jackson Center and Rushi. Who's going to forget that game? It'll be a long time. That was a tremendous one. So two great runs there. Fort Loramie girls basketball had a great run this year. Rushi, of course, as we mentioned earlier, one of three sports that made it to regional finals. We were also there for the regional at Northmont that Rushi and Fort Loramie were a part of. And a great spring season here as well, with some great baseball and, like you said, a few good softball games mixed in as well.
And you've got to give Berlin Highland all the credit in the world. They got out the bats. They pounded today, 16 hits, 14 runs against the Rushi Raiders. The pitching for Rushi today, clearly an aberration. This was an anomaly. Hadn't happened like this all year long. I went down through the scores of games. Gave up 6 to Fort Loramie once. And I think only in 2 other contests did Rushi allow more than 6 runs. And one of those was playing up against Indian Lake. Indian Lake got 8. Salina, another one, a weekend game, played up against Salina. Rushi won 10-9 in that contest. So this was an anomaly.
Yes.
An aberration for sure. 4 pitchers for Rushi. All good things must come to an end.
Right.
No repeat state title for Rushi. The state runners up, though. And that's something to be very, very proud of. State champs a year ago, come back this season all the way to the state finals. And that does not happen very often.
Right.
Back-to-backs are tough to complete. Getting back the next year is every bit as tough.
Right, yes. Yes, it is. And it's no consolation today after a 10-run loss leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But
right,
like we said, great season, great run by Rushi, and I am sure they're going to follow it up with success to come. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be back here, because it's tough to get back, as you noted. But great group coming back, and I am sure they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Division IV Southwest region next year.
And we give a big thank you to all the coaches and players at the schools that we cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. They are so helpful. You meet these people once the first time. They're the same way every single time thereafter. They treat you like you are their next-door neighbor. They give you the information you need, the facts you got to have. And we work hard at providing a fair and colorful play-by-play coverage here on Scores Broadcast. Look forward to it again next year. And we begin with the football game at Minster. Fort Loramie on the road against the Wildcats on August 18th.
Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. Only a little more than 2 months.
Exactly, right. Online listenership, thank you so much. Wow. So privileged to have so many people tuned in to scoresbroadcast.com. We average per game on the year during the regular season between 2,200 and 2,600 IP addresses who join at a precise moment. The max for the game is between 2,200 and 2,600 at a precise moment, usually late in the contest, fourth quarter most often. And for tournament games, it's well up over 3,000 and 3,500. So thanks to our online listeners. We've highlighted our sponsors numerous times here today. And it's the business and industry out there which enable our people to join us online and listen free of charge. So thanks to our supporting sponsors.
Absolutely. Could not do it without them.
Nope. For Bryant Billing, Jack Kramer saying so long from here at Canal Park in Akron, where here today the Berlin Highland Hawks have defeated the Rushi Raiders in the D4 state championship game by a final count of 14-4. Until August 18th, when we cover Fort Loramie at Minster football, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon, everybody.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the
region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.